Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 124. My name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
And I'm TJ.
It's happening. Okay. Today's show, we're going to do our Game of the Year. So, very exciting.
2015.
Yeah, Game of the Year 2015.
All the good games came out in the last, 5 minutes anyways.
A lot of them did.
That's true. I think there's a lot of, we talked about this last week, and you were saying, TJ, that you thought it was a great year.
So many good games.
Yeah, you played a lot of fucking good games.
I don't understand what I was...
I play every game, and a lot of them are good.
I don't understand what I was doing all year. I could barely put a list together of... I'm pretty sure I only played 8 games that came out this year. So, one of them I didn't even really like that much, and it happens to be my number 5.
I think the only game I didn't play was Metal Gear.
And you will.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Maybe.
I might. I might not.
Yeah, you might not.
I blame the gap on my list to, A, delays. There's a huge list of games. Sure. We don't even have to get into. But Uncharted. Was Mirror's Edge ever actually planned for...
Yep.
For 2015?
Yeah.
Wow.
They pushed it back.
Gone. Well, The Division is an obvious one. It probably wouldn't have ended up on my list anyway. But Zelda, Star Fox, a huge... The B reason that I think it was a weak year was Nintendo. It's a huge gap. I probably would have played 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm. Is Star Fox still coming out this year?
No.
Because I pre-ordered it on Amazon.ca, and it said, December something or other, 2015.
Not happening.
Get the
cat out.
It was probably when it was supposed to be this year. They probably had it on the 31st.
Yeah, so I mean that's why I was trying to put this list together, and I was just thinking fuck, I don't even. It was a struggle to get to the games that I played more games this year, but they didn't happen to come out this year. So I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
We should mention Dan's not here, but I have his list in front of me, so
Danny,
so we can jump into that. I don't know. I mean, we don't need to go too crazy. Do you want to just announce
pop in
your
five?
List? How about 5 to 2?
5 to 2? Ooh.
Yeah. We'll start with
Dan.
Going
around, but it's up to you.
Let's go around.
Okay.
5?
There's just more all right, now here's number 4, everyone. It's just, I don't know.
No, let's do that. I like it.
Alrighty. My number 5, Broken Age. I didn't really like it. But it's on there. I mean, the only other options were...
Swapper and games that didn't come out this year.
Well, Swapper didn't come out this year. We said we weren't counting it.
Exactly. Swapper and games that didn't come out this year.
Did you look through your history?
Yeah, I did.
Man, it's crazy.
A lot of the games... Ho-Ho-Kun was a huge game that I played this year.
2014.
Yeah. Rogue Legacy I played this year.
Rocket League did come out this year.
Rocket League.
Did you play Rocket League enough to...
No.
Ugh.
So golf, which golf,
golf,
it almost ruined, it has ruined the golf genre for me. I won't buy another one on this generation.
Wow.
Fuck it. If they're not going to fucking, it was horrible.
It was fun. It was just shallow. I thought enjoyed playing the few games I played.
Here's the thing. If another company said, here's our golf game, maybe then I would give it a shot, but unlikely.
No.
I know how much fucking EA cares about
golf.
The quality of this game, and it's not much. So, I mean, I didn't
buy.
There
was another golf game this year, and it was bad.
Golf,
real bad.
Golf club.
Yeah, something like that.
I heard it was bad.
Golf Master.
Club that's my Master. Number 5. Do you need this?
No, I'm good. My number 5 was Majora's Mask 3D because I was scraping the bottom of the barrel, boys.
Was it? Oh, fuck. So you went 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
and then 1?
I was oh, shit, I forgot about that game.
Okay, I had Majora's Mask 3D as your number 2.
No.
It doesn't really
change anything.
That's
a 5.
I feel next year ruling's going to have to be made about these games.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's weird, those aren't really released this year.
They came out 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, TJ.
No, I enjoyed it for as much as I played it, but I didn't really play it that much.
It's just not relevant. It's.
I disagree. I think a remake is fine. Tomb Raider, I would have counted for 2013. 2013. Right?
I don't know, man.
Last of Us, I would have counted for 2013
for PS4.
I'm surprised.
If you have a
Grand
cherished
Thought
game,
on
that just gets a remaster. I don't know. That's
they add to it.
All right. It's definitely a blurry line, so that's fine.
It looks a little bit better, and I don't want to finish it.
Also, a different controller.
Could arguably help. Worse.
Okay.
TJ's number five.
Yeah, my number five is Dying Light.
TJ.
So I feel like that game, especially in our group, was underrated. Yeah, sorry.
This table's a little wonky. Trying to put anything on it. Ah, fuck it. Just stay away from
me. What about this? Is that enough room?
You can try.
I hate when I play a game and I beat it so fast that like it leaves a small impression. And I feel like I should have spread it out and played more of Dying Light. It was a really good game.
Yeah.
So.
I hear you. It's not on anybody else's list. Do you have anything else to say about it? Why it snuck on?
No, it was
like Dan's?
Incredible open world game.
No.
When I thought like I was nearing the end, it opened up and there was a whole other half to it, equally as big. They introduced the hookshot and it opened up like a new game mechanic where everything was now elevated and between buildings. And I said, you know, like for a zombie game, like even Fallout, it's hard to melee. You know what I mean? Like and be, I don't want to say competitive, it's a single player game, but this game, melee was a huge part of it. It was just cool to go around, find like actual cool melee weapons and just bash in zombies.
Is there a game that makes you fear the sound of the gun as much as the show Walking Dead? Because like you mentioned melee in a zombie game, and I'm like, well, a huge zombie franchise, Walking Dead, like they avoid using their guns at all, like as much as they can. It's all about like silent kills.
Did Zombie U have some of that? It might have, but it wasn't that bad. Zombie U was kind of freaky just because I feel like I always say this, like the guy in the fucking
on the screen?
Yeah. No, talking through the microphone. Like, it's just so immersive. Yeah. So, I don't know. Dying Light was all about nighttime. And nighttime genuinely was more scary than day.
Because the beasts came out.
The beasts came out. And then there was like some like sneak mechanic. And yeah, and those beasts were freaking tough.
That's what.
Actually, shooting with the beasts around, I never did it. Because, again, they would catch on and destroy you.
I wonder if, Dan's number five, Halo 5. Should we just, like, cut in what he said last week? Just kidding.
Yeah.
We've already kind of
been through this. Yeah, we did record this.
But, yeah, that's not on anybody else's list. But Halo 5, Dan.
I played it for 15 minutes at his house a couple weeks back. I played the worst game of Halo, or the worst game of any multiplayer game I ever had. Yeah. I think I was like 5-23 or something like that.
It's just so different than the mechanics.
It was really floaty on Dan's TV, too.
Oh, dude, it was horrendous.
I can't believe he plays games like that.
I can't believe it either. For someone who like considers himself to be like a good gamer, especially when it comes to first-person shooters,
yeah, like
he must have forgotten what it was
yeah,
like.
Yeah, shit's like...
I don't know if it's the refresh rate. I think, like, I'm sure it is. It makes sense.
No, it definitely is.
But, like, when I sit closer to my plasma here, I'm better.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, just because I'm in, like, I'm not moving my eyes around. Like, I can't, there's less distractions. I just kind of, I'm more in tune. And that's how you guys all sit when you have monitors. You're like, a foot and a half away from the screen.
It is the refresh rate.
Maybe
response time.
Response time, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
don't even know if my eyes can see that shit.
No, it's like you know you've turned left already, and your guy's like just stopping from going to the right, and about to you go like this back and forth, and it's like you can feel it's like
weird,
just the exact opposite of what you're doing. You know what I mean? Because it's 1.5 seconds behind.
Right on.
Dan so just mastered that.
There's our fives.
Yeah.
Round four. My number four. This is kind of a cheap pick. Mario Maker for Wii U. Cheap because I didn't get a chance to really, really dig in. The time I had with it was fantastic, just playing TJ's and Tim's levels. But, I mean, I just know... I don't know why I don't own this game, but, like, I would spend so much time building levels.
You know what?
And it's fucking awesome. So it's like, my number four, even though I didn't play it very much. I'll build some levels. Oh, you know what? My Wii U doesn't read discs. Lend me your whole fucking system.
I'm not using it right now, but...
What about number four? Fallout 4.
Fallout 4. Chat's number four.
Wow.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah. TJ, do you know your number four?
Bloodborne.
For shame. That's not higher on his list. It's favorite game of all time. It's only the fourth best of this
year. But every game that has come, every game beyond that, 3, 2, and 1, have come out after Bloodborne.
Yeah.
And after I made those comments. Bloodborne was definitely my best community experience.
What's that? I'm just waiting for Chad's, game sucks! That was fucking hilarious. You know,
the game is great. I'm rating my personal experience. Like, I'll talk about it again at the end as we get to the number 2 and 1 for me, but it's all about how much I like the game, and that chat that we had going was the best part of it. The new Bloodborne came out. I'm not interested. I thought, like, maybe I get into a chat.
Did
like,
you spark Zach, up that chat again, or did Zach try to do it?
He said, is anyone going to play it? And I said, like, everyone said no.
And then nibble.
Right? Zach, he would barrel through it so fast that I wouldn't stay caught up with him. And I, like, legitimately needed the help from the group to understand how to get past certain parts.
He fucking rapes.
Otherwise,
games.
It was too challenging. he is insane. So
he's got, like, every time I check, I think he played Elder Scrolls Online. I think he bought that recently.
Yeah.
He's been playing that. Like, every time I go on, like, Zach's always playing a game, and it's new.
Like, dude.
Fuck, crazy. Man.
You know, I took 2 days off for Fallout,
yeah.
And I played it at least 8 hours a day. And I got a nice jump start, and, like, Tim caught up to me at, like, level 32. And then, like, Zach was just, within days, he was way ahead of me. Like, I felt like by the end of the week, he was way ahead of me.
Holy
like,
shit.
Yeah, like, he must be putting in, like, two shifts, goes to work.
Did we ever figure out if he lives in Africa? Or if he's from Africa?
What does that mean, man? Why, does he speak weird?
No, he said, you know, any movie with Africa in it like, is close to home for me. Or, like,
yeah.
He said something about that. He might be South African.
I don't think he's South African.
St.
John. Does anyone ever say that, like, claim to be North African? Or is that not a thing?
North is black people.
That's what I thought.
South African is the,
Is like Johannesburg is South Africa, right?
Yeah.
Is what?
Rake, the gay guy that we went to high school with.
Oh,
and Zach.
Ew. Zach. How does he speak?
I've never heard him speak.
You never heard Rake speak?
Yeah, I've heard him speak.
Oh, Rake?
Yeah, Rake.
Hi, guys.
You could not have got to be the worst time. He pronounced every word.
Really?
Like, yeah. No kind of slurring words into one another.
Second language or first?
He had an accent.
No, it's they speak English there. It's just they have a weird fucking...
Oh, well, some people speak
they have a
French
South African English accent.
Yeah.
Right? Dan's number... Dan's number 4, Bloodborne.
Ooh, matched.
All right. My number
Dan's
3.
Dan's neat.
My number 3 is Zeo Drifter. Nice little game. I don't even know... You know what? I'm not even sure if the original came out in 2015.
Of course
it Because it was a 3DS game.
What?
Shit.
Is it really?
Yeah. Anyway,
fuck the original. Majora's Mask came out in 96.
Swapper's back on my list then. Fuck Broken Age. Okay, so Zeo Drifter, I really liked. And my number 3, just a classic like homage to Metroidvania, but it's like heightened and like super fast. Like it's a really like reduced experience. Like you kind of get the leveling up like high, and it never runs out. So it's like it's a really cool thing. I like the retro game and the retro style. So it's a nice little thing to click on and play, so my number 3.
Yep.
Cool.
Chad.
My number 3 is Battlefront.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Should be higher, but it's not.
That's shameful.
A couple good weeks of games.
I think I'm going to have to go like back and forth Fallout and Battlefront. Like I'm so in Fallout right now.
Yeah.
But when Battlefront was on, it's like I was so into that.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like there's been ever since last week, we haven't really played it much.
Jakku.
No one's played it. Yeah, I'll jump back in and play that.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe for another week. But I don't feel like this game has the legs that it deserves. My number 3.
I want to disagree with that. TJ, your number 3?
Witcher 3. Wild Hunt.
So. Pretty huge game. Hey, wait a minute. Did any of these games win awards yesterday? You should probably look that up.
Witcher 3 won Game of the Year.
Really?
Huh.
Wow. Yeah.
You don't Metal Gear.
Gotti.
That's a dick suck move, I think. Somebody sucked the wrong dick, and now Witcher 3
is game
of the
year. That
game
is amazing. And I'm playing it again.
I know it's amazing, but there's been really good games.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's
are we going to mention...
in a year of good games, so I'm... In my mind, anyways.
Well, we'll talk about Witcher in about 5 minutes. Dan's number 3, Witcher 3.
Yep. Dan and I have the same list.
Look out.
My number 2... I know everyone's wondering, what's it going to be? my number 2 is Fallout 4.
Oh.
Fallout 4 is my number 2. Spoiler alert, now everyone knows my number 1. But I'm really, really liking it. Why it's not first place, I would say, I don't know. Sometimes it just does get really fetch questy. Like, if you're not involved, like, I might have made a mistake by, quest mining. Like, just get as many quests as you can. Just follow around those, like, markers on the map. And like, I'm not even really paying attention to what's happening around me. That's... I'm just like, well, I know I want to be great at sneak, so let's work until I can level up my sneak. I know I want to be good at this.
You fast travel to the closest location to the objective. You run to that objective. You fast travel back.
Kill everything.
To where you have to go.
Sometimes, yeah. And
don't look at the walls, the anything. Yeah.
And I think back to my Fallout 3 experience, and it was really story-driven. Like, I chased the main story, and that's when I started to really get into those games. So
I almost feel bad about when I don't read the stories.
Like, yeah, somebody sat at their computer like, Jim, today is your day to write the background story for Vault fucking 26.
Yeah.
Awesome. Just sitting there,
megabytes
and I'm just nip and just trip out of it.
Like, there's probably like a novel's worth, like 500 pages of text, you know, throughout that world.
How many times have you been at a terminal and you're like, okay, I'll read it, and like tick, 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 you're like, fuck this thing, god damn it,
I'm done. So long.
Like, I'm not going to read a huge paragraph, sorry.
You can't press X.
No, I know, but
then
it's kind of like
I'm not gonna read it.
I always start
the B stories end up in text, but the A stories they're in voiced, right?
Yeah.
I read
every terminal in Swapper.
So did I.
They're very short.
Oh no! Right. Okay.
Yeah, they are short enough.
They're short enough and intriguing enough to be like, ooh,
this generation, man. It's like the fucking status update, the tweet, like. 3 or 4 sentences max.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have the attention to be. Stupid, let's shoot it.
Exactly. I told you the one story about like the family of ghouls. One happened to not be feral and like tried to raise, you know, or tried to coach like his family back into.
You had a new family?
Society. No, like just one story. Like a house I walked into had a backstory. Like that's cool shit. Cool.
In the terminals.
Or in the terminals. Like, no, this was.
Journals and stuff, right?
Yeah, in the journals. Yeah, sorry. But, moving on. TJ, you're number 2. It's right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Metal Gear.
Metal Gear is probably... It's probably so awesome.
I know.
Metal Gear is like a marvel of a video game is the way I like to think about it. It is just amazing amount of polish. It's what every video game should be. It's like, shame on Fallout for not improving upon like how polished their experience is.
There you go. Point. Another reason it's my number 2.
Yeah.
But go on.
And Metal Gear is so polished, and it's so deep. And I guess they even deserve praise for changing up what they've done in the past to be successful. You know, like, to pull me in as a fan. I've said before, like, I'm not a fan of sneaking around and then failing a mission. But this is so relaxed, like, you don't have to sneak.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much depth there that I probably never really experienced. So, just a great game.
Okay, I'm making a pledge. I'm making a pledge. I vow... The next time there's a gap, I'm going to fill it with Metal Gear.
Cool.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
So you will play it in 2016?
Well, let's see if there's a gap. I mean, I'm going to be playing a lot of these games.
Mirror's Edge.
Battlefront, fucking Mass Effect, Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
God, Mass Effect.
Mass Effect. What's a gap? Like might a month? Be done. Yeah, I'll say 2 months. And like, there has to be no games out, but I also have to have nothing going on.
Mm.
But I mean, I'll just borrow it from one of you guys and fucking play it for free.
Sure.
Dan's number 2, Fallout 4.
Yep.
Probably for the same reasons.
Yeah. My number 1, Star Wars Battlefront.
That's a good game.
Take it in. yeah.
Can you really say it's better than Fallout, though?
Okay, so why it's number 1? Obviously, this is my personal list. Giant Star Wars fan. That gives it a huge boost right there.
Sure.
Walking around in the maps, like, the Jakku trailer, like, it seems like they're playing up how integrated, like, walkers are running by. You're running in their legs.
There's a starship.
Yeah.
It's the best, scenario possible.
And you see an X-Wing fly by. Like, I've noticed those, like, snippets in live gameplay, and I'm just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, like, that is awesome.
Yeah, everything looks great. I think there's a lot of diversity in the game types, and it's fun factor. Fun factor alone, I think it deserves the number 1 spot on my... Like, it's not Star Wars Battlefield. We all agree. Like,
oh, yeah.
They were going for something else. And in that, like, where they kind of went against the mold, like, for where they found success, I think there's not much wrong with this game. And like, if they go another year or year and a half launching new planets, new characters, like, and just dropping it into this functional game that there's not very many glitches and it seems to work. Mm. I just think, like, good job. I mean, look at Battlefield 4, right? Like, how
glitchy it was at launch.
Well, and it wasn't really, I mean, how's the, what do you call it? Like the rubber banding or the, balancing. How was the balancing in Battlefield?
Because I think Battlefield,
yeah,
it's the most balanced game other than like StarCraft.
Weren't there problems with Battlefield? Or was it Battlefield 3 that the balancing was really off?
No,
at launch. Well, yeah. My last point about it is like, it seems like with every decision in that game, it was what's going to be fun, like what's going to be more gamey, like what's going to feel like a video game, and every gun feels different. Kind of, instead of it just being a little bit better or like the scope is a little farther, it actually controls different, you know, like, so I thought that's the reasons why it's my number one.
A game like Battlefield, I feel like, or even like Call of Duty, they'll take concepts they know are fun in video games and build around that. So like Advanced Warfare, they're like, oh, we want a grappling hook, so we'll throw that in and make it some part suit advancement, right? We want double jump, so we'll just say he wears an exosuit. And like all the cool weapons.
Battlefield, don't put Battlefield in that mix. Battlefield is a core, like, fucking perfect battlefield.
When we were playing it last week, it was the best.
Okay, but
it was so much fun.
They could have chose sci-fi, but they didn't because the mechanics they wanted were like more realistic gun shooting. Like,
there's no way they're gonna make like a fucking double jump game. That'd be
we're getting away from the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is with Battlefront, I feel like they said, what's the cool shit we like about Star Wars? Like, man, imagine a Star Wars game where you could take down a walker, or where there's a freaking Star Destroyer in the background deploying, like, TIE fighters, and you're actually like, there's people in those TIE fighters shooting the ground, going, choo 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 choo, as you're running on the ground, infantry shooting at people. Like, they actually said, let's make the Star Wars
sound. The sound is amazing in that fucking game.
Yeah, like, really geeky Star Wars people said, I wish you could have all these Star Wars things, and then you go, that doesn't really make a good gameplay experience. It doesn't work in a game, right? Whereas, you have to focus on gameplay kind of first, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then build around that. I mean, well, not entirely, but a lot
I feel,
of
I feel like it went way. Opposite for this. For
exactly.
For Battlefront, they went straight graphics, sound.
Exactly. What? And like Star Wars universe, right? Like the idea of like, yeah, we're actually going to put a mechanic in for just Fighter Squadron, period. Or to be able to use the A-Wing to rope in the walkers or whatever
it is.
So like, that is an extremely hard challenge to build to the universe, not to the mechanic of the game. And the fact that they actually made a game with many modes and they like essentially all work. Like Hero Hunt doesn't work. That was a misstep, right?
Yeah.
Let's say 1 in 9 game modes or something like that. But
I would argue that a lot of the game types are the same game type.
There's probably like 4 of them. That
Cargo, could, Droid Run,
right?
Fucking
Drop Blast. Zone
are all pretty much the same game type. They just remove a couple things.
I wouldn't put Cargo in there. I think
Cargo's a good fucking game type. Cargo's awesome.
Droid Run is a little. It's like
it's the multiple drop zones.
Yeah, yeah. They're just all on the map at the
weather. They have at least 4 distinct quality game types. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like again, like
Supremacy and Walker Assault.
Right.
One's just even the Fighter Squadron without walkers.
Fighter Squadron is not first person shooter at all, like not like an actual person that's piloting, right? It's a totally different mechanic. But they had to put it in because it was Star Wars and it totally rounds out like the feel of the Star Wars universe.
Well, yeah. I think they did that with
amazing feat to actually.
They did that with Battlefield though. They have air superiority.
Yeah.
So it's something they've done before.
That's true.
But it is such a good game. Like it's an incredible game. I'm happy that we all have it and play it, and I'm still gonna play it as long as people are playing it. I don't think it has the longevity that it.
It'll be in paid content.
Yeah, like when you are playing it, be like, you want to play? Like Doug already said, like, who wants to play Battlefront with me tonight? I'm like,
I just happen to be playing Fallout.
Like I was doing nothing. I wanted to play games. I was like, I don't want to play that fucking game right now.
Well, something that scares me about Battlefield is like the vastness of the level up system. And Star Wars really cleans that up with the hand thing. Like you buy cards and then you make like a hand. You can't change the cards that are in your hand in the middle of a game, but the game, the rounds are also a lot shorter.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's something. It's easy for me to jump into, and there's not that anxiety. Yeah, it is a quick thing.
It's like 10 minutes. Like, okay, I'll play a couple rounds. And
yeah, you know. I really wish they had like a randomized game type mode where I wouldn't have to pick. Like, it's, like it randomizes the map, but also the game type would be cool. Just to jump in with like all of us, and
that would be cool.
All right, let's see what it's, you know, what it's going to give us this time. Because then you get all like different fun, not like game types, all like at the same time. We should move on, though. Chad, you're up next?
Yeah, I put Ori and the Blind Forest. Came out for Xbox One and PC. I downloaded it on PC for free.
How does it play on PC? Do you need a controller?
Yeah, I use the 360 controller. So it was like the exact same experience as on Xbox One. And somehow my PC ran the fucker. And there's no like graphics mod or graphics slider or anything like that.
TJ, I think you should buy this game. And then
yeah, you need to play this game. I need to like to have somebody to like talk about it with.
It was my intention.
Not even talk about it. Up,
it was my intention to. You probably called Game of the Year actually when you played it.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow, I guess I should get this thing. And then I kind of just never talked about it. And
so honestly, when it comes down to me at the end of the year, like what game stood out the most? Like what did I have the most fun with?
Yeah,
and it was that game, and I played it for probably 8 hours.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
And, like, 3 sittings or something like that. And it was just so fun. Like
I really want to play this game.
People say, like, crazy difficulty spikes, and they're right. Like, there's some parts where you're just like, holy fuck. But, like, you just have to be good at the game. Like really quick mechanics. Like, you gotta, I don't know, just platforming. And
if you truly, if this is truly your game of the year, which, I mean, it is. Here we are. You gotta play Guacamelee.
I did play Guacamelee. I didn't.
How
I didn't
late into it did you get? Like, it's.
I bought it when it came out for free. So I bought it when it was like $3. So it was like last summer.
Yeah. Last week you were mentioning, like, it's not like a bigger gun that you get to, like, help you level the different places, but it's, like, how you interact with, like, the elements in the game, which sounds amazing. So, TJ, you should buy it. And then when we go to this cottage on the 22nd or the 19th of February, right?
22nd.
Are we locked on the 22nd?
I think so.
I'm kind of sad about that. Like, I was excited about my birthday weekend.
Still,
and then we brought it all the way back. But whatever. But yeah, and then I want to play it while we're out there. So buy that game for me, TJ.
I'm waiting for it to be free.
Yeah, it should be free soon.
Or PS4. I mean,
buy for PC.
Are we
PC
in a world where games aren't coming out
for PS4? I have a PC strong enough.
I'd rather just buy it for Xbox.
It was made by, like, Microsoft Game Studios.
Oh.
And someone else.
Well, there you have it.
That's never coming out. Shit. But same could be said for Shadow Complex.
Is it for 360?
No.
No?
No, they were like, well, it's next gen only. And so my fucking old shitty computer ran it.
I feel like your memory of Shadow Complex is a little bit distorted and jaded.
I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, the guy never played, like, the Metroidvania-style games. Now Chad's gone, so I'm talking to TJ about it. But it's no problem. And then he just finds Shadow Complex and he's like, it's awesome the way you play it, and you level up and you go back to where you used to be. And it's like, yeah, but now that's probably getting picked up, but I'm okay with it.
Is that loud?
No. TJ, you're number one.
My number one, Fallout 4.
So, hey.
Game has problems. We've pretty much talked about all of them. And it's really a personal thing. Metal Gear Solid is probably a better game. That's why I'm surprised it didn't take Game of the Year at Game Awards. But Fallout is more to my wheelhouse. I love just wandering around, putting on the radio, and just discovering locations and stories unfolding. And
were you into Skyrim at all?
Yeah, a lot. You guys were like, Skyrim all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what it was. And you like, play this game. And I'm like, single player offline? I didn't even connect it to Fallout. I didn't know it was a Bethesda or any of that kind of crap. So
single player offline? Yeah. Ugh.
And then I just played it and had a great time with it. And now it's just, I'm right there with you guys. Like,
What's crazy to me is that some of the things that make Fallout 4 great are things that they borrowed from Skyrim, but it's like they stopped at a certain point. And they left things that were great in Skyrim, they just left it in Skyrim and they didn't carry over. Like, you'll probably disagree with this, but like the you level up in Skyrim based on how often you use that trait or ability.
Yeah.
And in this game, it's like, I can pick 1,000 novice locks, but I still can't open advanced because I just didn't spend that coin on advanced. Like, I mean, it's just different. It is a different leveling up mechanic, which I do think it's nice. Like, it's a really cool level up mechanic. They put a lot of thought into, like, the different subheadings, and like, you have to have, you know,
it's definitely an improvement on Fallout 3.
Yeah, you've got your special, and then based on how much you put into each special, it opens up different perk sets. Yeah,
I think like
Skyrim was massive. It was massive. Like, I remember not even like. Do you remember? I'm sorry. Now we're just talking about Skyrim. You go ahead, TJ.
Oh, I was gonna just comment on what you said. Where if they took everything that was considered the best of their games and just put it in the next version, then it would just be a different reskinning. This is our fantasy game. This is our Fallout game. They gotta have something like, okay, when you go to Fallout, you pick your shit. When you go to Skyrim or Elder Scrolls, you get what you level. You know what I mean?
No, thank you. Why not both?
How? Well,
TJ, you're not getting fucked up.
It's one or the other. I'm just keeping it mellow right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're getting fucked up.
Here, I'll pour myself another one.
All right. I mean, that's
fun fact. Fallout 4 has been TJ's most anticipated for the last 2 years.
Yeah, it has.
It has to be the top of my list.
You're the only one ballsy enough to put it on your most anticipated games again this year.
2013. Fallout 4, it's coming out! TJ, no.
Well.
No, I just did it 1 year too early.
2014.
And I got it's really lucky out. With Far Cry.
I re-listened to our most anticipated games episode recently, and
what, do I have one game on it?
I don't know. Well, it's on the computer. We can talk about it later. But, yeah, we were like, well, Dan was giving him shit. Dan's like, there's no fucking way that's happening, TJ. Like it's not even announced. It's
I feel like I was out. Like, I was on your side. I was like, no, you know, it's been a long fuck time. I could feel like they'd come out and do
I don't something. Remember this year. The first year I got hell, and I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
This year, yeah. I don't know. I think we knew they were coming with something, and that was the next, it made sense.
It's been 4 years. They've definitely made a game by now.
It was probably obvious that it was the next game, but this year was a bit of a stretch because it was just like, no nothing, boom, 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 it's out, yeah. You know? So
I want to talk Fallout 4. The only reason... I'm a Elder Scrolls guy. I like the fantasy. I like just the beautiful world with the soundtrack that's just top-notch. I listen to it every day. Literally every day. It's like, what I listen to.
The soundtrack is, again, very much what you... Like, and I like that kind of stuff too, but like, I actually love the Fallout 4 soundtrack, weirdly.
The Fallout 4 soundtrack is good.
There's a really nice tune that it's like, it just, that melody creeps in Fallout 4.
I feel like they kind of did that. They took parts from Skyrim, or like Elder Scrolls, be like, okay, the people do like to see blue skies. Have you guys seen
when you level
up, why it's blue sky yet at all?
No.
Why it's blue sky?
I'm not spoiling. No. I just want to know. Like,
I wanted to get through the game and hope that I was right about that. Because Joe said, okay, blue sky is important.
Story.
I said, no. And then something happened that made me, a video came out like before the game, and it was like, oh, fuck, Joe's right. The blue sky does mean something. Because they talked about it. And then now that we've played, I was like, nope, Joe's wrong. And I'm like, well, you know, beat the game and I can.
Did you beat the story?
Did you beat the story? No, I haven't, but I was waiting to get through it. And then I was like, Joe, you're wrong.
No.
But it sounds like you're right.
Really? It's going that way?
No,
They could have meant, like,
got to a spot where they explained the blue sky.
They could have meant the blue sky matters because we want to have radiation storms and we want to have, like, weather effects. So you can't have weather without you know.
That's fine, but I wouldn't call that integral to the story. It has nothing. Yeah, it was just, like, inconsistency almost with Fallout 3.
Remember
it is, because it's the same Earth, and it's not even that far.
The timeline is like very similar.
There's fucking aliens in Fallout 3.
What's going on with the aliens in Fargo?
Don't get me going. That was scary when she walked in the room. Was there an episode this last week?
Yes.
It's on Mondays.
So this past Monday there was an episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're on episode 8 or 9?
9 is next.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I missed this last episode then.
All right, I don't want to talk about it. Dan's number one game of the year, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Look out.
Yep.
Dan's never played a Metal Gear game in his life, either.
He loves that game.
Yeah, he does love that fucking
game. He'll get mad if you, like, don't let him talk about it. Okay, so there's our number one. To recap, minus Battlefront. Chad's Ori and the Blind Forest. Jep's Fallout 4.
Sleep the Beast.
Dan's Metal Gear Solid 5. So I've broken down these our little picks into two separate areas. According to Metacritic scoring, I've got a list here. Going backwards, number 5, Ori and the Blind Forest, at 88. Majora's Mask, Bloodborne, Witcher 3, and the number 1 game of the year, according to Metacritic, and our lists, Metal Gear Solid 5. Nice. So it is the best game. Oh, you know what? There's one thing I want to talk about that I'm going to have to go over there and grab the computer for. All range mode popularity. Okay. So, like, based on where they were on our lists, number 4, Ori and the Blind Forest. You got it on there just by putting it at number 1.
Yeah.
Number 5. Number 4, Battlefront. Number 3, The Witcher. Number 2, Metal Gear Solid 5. And number 1, popularity, Fallout 4. A commanding lead. Fallout 4 is the only game on all of our lists.
Yeah, we all love that game.
Yep.
You didn't have Witcher, eh?
I never even played Witcher.
Holy shit.
See, that's the problem. I feel like with Metal Gear and Witcher, you skip two really good games. Bloodborne is okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get back into
Witcher.
You would
like both those.
I'm going to play Metal Gear. Yeah. And that's why, like, next year I'll be like, my number 2, Metal Gear Solid 5.
That came out right.
What was that? You know what? I don't even need to go over the computer, but who likes the best games?
Yeah, we know who that is.
Who is it?
It's always Dan.
It is Dan. Dan fucking raped all of us.
He always plays like and likes the games that everyone else likes.
Who likes
He's
the worst everyman. Games?
He's the everyman.
Dan this everyman. Guy right here. This guy likes the worst games
why?
Out of
like
all
why?
Of our lists. Because Battlefront got a 72 on Metacritic.
So what?
Oh, so that's why, like, my collective score.
You have, like, a lot of like,
so essentially
niche
what I did,
games too, right?
Yeah. Zero Drifter's
dope.
Yeah, Zero Drifter had like an 86 or something like that. Like a lot of games got rated better than Battlefront.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Yeah, but what I did was I took our lists here and then added up the Metacritic scores. And TJ actually was in second, and Chad after, and then me.
I'm pretty sure that was the exact same as last year.
Like, yeah, I'm always pretty low.
Chad and I were middle. You're toward the bottom. Dan's always at the top.
All right, so there's our top 5. Thanks for listening. If you disagree or you agree, you know, and you want to comment, best place to do that is on allrangemode.com. Directly below the heading, you can leave a comment.
Or if you're Canadian, allrangemode.ca.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We're all around. Okay, so moving on. We can just get into, like, the shit that kind of went on last week. Good and bad. TJ, you want to start? Let's go with good.
Okay.
Game of Thrones. Good and bad?
Good and bad.
Game of Thrones teaser.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was very, very short.
The Game of Thrones poster from HBO was pretty revealing.
Yep.
It's a poster. Bran's face.
There was another poster. But
what was on the poster? Right? Yeah, talk about the poster. It's on the internet.
It's just a massive close-up of Jon Snow. And what does it say? Like...
I live.
What did it say?
No, it said...
I didn't read the words.
It said something else.
He said all bloodied.
It might have just said HBO.
Looks like he just, after getting stabbed, just sat up and is all bloodied. That's like the poster.
Is he going to be a fucking walker?
So, do you want to talk about the trailer? Is it spoiler to talk about this trailer?
The Game of Thrones trailer?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it at
all.
It's like 10 seconds long or
something. Okay, yeah. Give me the controller and we'll bring it up. You guys can chat about it. No, it's like 10 seconds.
All right, you want to see your... What's my cool shit this week?
Can I press the button?
Yeah, just give me that controller right there.
Oh, yeah.
My good this week?
Yeah, what's your good this week?
My good this week is that Shadow Complex was re-announced. A remastering coming out for PS4, Xbox One, and it's currently free on PC, which I downloaded this morning.
Okay, so here's my question for you. I've never played this game.
Yes.
I hear you guys talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Am I going to be let down if I play it? Like,
no,
is it only good if you've played it before?
I don't think so.
Or, yeah?
I think it's like, probably worse that we've played it before, going like, back to it.
Is the mechanic of the game going to ruin it, like, in a newer generation where the mechanics don't hold up, for example?
No, because it's the mechanics from, like, Super Metroid.
Yeah, like...
They're old mechanics.
It is pretty cool. The same way Zero Drifter is good, like, it doesn't give you a huge story, so it's all about, like, just progressing your character and, like...
It's just you'll notice like, areas you can't... Yeah. And, like, upgrades to the suit. Fuck it. It's awesome.
It has a map, like, and it's, like, complete 100% of the map, so you know, like, okay, well, in grid A, there's a door that I can't get into, and that pisses me off, so now I'm gonna get a weapon, and that's gonna allow me to go back and open that door, which will get me cooler shit. It's just like, it's a great mechanic.
No, that's good. Like, some mechanics don't age well. Like, for example, if I say go play NWO, right? Like,
oh, the rest God, of the game. Best fucking game.
Or, like, even GoldenEye.
I would love to get a night going where we play
old games. That's what I'm saying, man. Do you remember? No, I was saying, if we can't get internet at this cottage, like, let's go deep.
Let's only bring her in 64.
Tim style?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Inside all weekend?
Man, fucking Star Wars has been all over the TV, eh?
But yeah, Shadow Complex, keep going, yeah. And the fact that they're bringing that to a new... It came out 7 years ago.
That's wild.
Like, it was longer, but I don't know when it came out. I just...
There are kids... Really think of like fucking kids
that... early 360 game.
Yeah. Wow. Those kids that were 3 are now 10.
Well, that, yeah.
10 years old and then playing that game.
Yeah, I'm happy about that too. Like,
and obviously they're releasing it because Shadow Complex 2 is coming out. You gotta know that.
Alright, here we are.
That makes me more excited.
You watch. We listen. And we remember. The past is already written. The ink is dry.
What's going to happen?
Fuck, Bran's old as shit now.
Yeah, no way.
It's been 2 years since we've seen him.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty cool, eh? It's kind
of
like
that was a lot of recapping.
Well, they show like massive moments, you know, like, and it's like the past has already been written, and
Bran's eyes open up to wake up Jon Snow. What?
They don't know what's going to happen. Like, it's like they're talking about time travel or about time, and like, I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it opens up possibilities. It's kind of like, oh yeah, you know how we messed up everything you ever loved with Game of Thrones? Well, we'll just rewind time and life will be good again or something. Yeah. Not really, but it's interesting to think. It's probably just a teaser.
Okay, so my good is actually TJ, this is kind of just for you.
Okay.
So, no offense, Chad.
What?
But my good is I've been watching some shitty Hollywood...
I know what it is.
Like, high-concept sci-fi. Examples. Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson. Like, yep. Just shit. Just shitty movies. And I watched... what the fuck is it called?
Terminator Genesis.
Oh my God, I can't believe... Transcendence.
Oh, the Johnny Depp movie. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the story behind that movie
is
like... I had
high hopes for that one. But it got rated so badly.
The director of that movie, it's his first movie. I'm pretty sure it's his first like big movie. His name's Wally Pfister. And for the last long while, all the Batman movies, Inception, and not Interstellar. Interstellar was Christopher Nolan's first movie where Wally Pfister wasn't the director of photography.
Whoa. That's okay. Cool.
So, like, the guy who films all of those Nolan movies. So, like, it's his crew. Like, he's going out and, like, directing his first movie. And, like, I honestly feel like if this was a Nolan movie, it'd be awesome. Like, just a little bit more, like, storytelling chops. Maybe better working with actors. Because the actors are all really stale. Like, yeah. I get the impression that they're all on set for a lot of this movie. Like, which isn't the best. And they're good actors, too. You got some of the Christopher Nolan crew, like... that guy from Peaky Blinders. The fuck's his name? I can't believe it's escaping me.
Scarecrow guy?
Scarecrow, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's in it.
Cillian Murphy.
Morgan Freeman's in it. So it's like that guy's crew. But yeah, the point I'm getting at is really high concept sci-fi. Like,
does it go deeper than like singularity, transferring your brain into... or like, is it more than
not that? Really. But it's like, what would a character do if they had that power?
So the psychology around that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's and cool. Like, I like that.
What's cool is, and why they're both related is, you have like a huge affinity for Dr. Manhattan. And like, omnipresent characters. Like, they know everything. How could they even live on Earth with that knowledge?
Right.
Her is another good example, where there's a character like that. So her goes after, you know, that crazy... godlike character in One Direction. Lucy does a completely different thing where it's all based on like molecular science and like how
I like this parallel that you're drawing.
Yeah, how thank you. How like how one cell knows to like, or how an electron knows to jump over to the next molecule. Like there's knowledge there.
Okay.
Like really, really like universal knowledge of how the world works. So Lucy is able to like tap into like how that whole thing works. And it's just like what she does when she finally like gets to the point where like every connection in the brain is working like as fluently as I am speaking right now. Like that's how easily she can maneuver like her own like potential. It's fucking crazy.
Okay, so that movie looked like okay,
hot it looks shit. Like shit.
just like fighting people, all these like action scenes.
Yeah. So the first thing she does,
does she become more actually like godlike, like I'm gonna do things now because it's greater good or because I don't care about humans, or is it just fuck shit up?
Well, she's on like a really short timeline, so this all happens in about maybe a week.
Okay.
So she doesn't really have time. I think she needs to get the rest of the drug. Like there were several like human like carriers, like they operated on people, put the drugs inside their system, and then sent them out like to out into the world. Okay. To like deliver the drugs. So her role in the movie is to gather all those other people and get the drugs out of them, because she doesn't want them to have it, or she needs it for medicinal purposes or something. I don't really remember. But so that's her quest. So it doesn't really deal with like what she's going to do when she is a god.
So she's not really transcending the human race or being like, it's just
it's fucking, her story. You got to watch it.
Okay.
One really cool thing is when she's at like 12%, like right after she wakes up and she's like, something's different, something's changed. She calls her mom, and she's like, "Mom, I can feel everything. Like I do this to you right now. Like I just grabbed TJ's leg. Like you'll feel that forever, because it happened at one point." And she's like,
"Talking about like time?
Yeah, it's time is nothing because like she just has like she has a connection to like she's like I remember what the like your milk tastes like." Out of your breast, like
so
she's like.
Exists
I remember all
in
of this.
Past as
yeah, she exists in like the present. Exactly.
That's a really cool concept.
And then like you go further connections, and now it's like all the molecules that make up this galaxy. Like she still has a connection to those, and time is not like a constant. So it's like she can tap into like the past, just because she knows, and she was, and like
she can play it like it's the present, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
That's cool.
Transcendence is a little different. It's him like. Putting his consciousness into a computer.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of cool like what he does with that technology. I can spoil this movie for you. I hope you guys don't mind.
That's fine.
He eventually ends up like terraforming Earth. So like he puts like little tiny micro organisms, like micro computers, like just into the environment. And like so like you pick up drops of water and there's tiny little microorganisms that communicate to him in the water, like.
So he must win in the end.
Self-sacrifice. But it leaves the world with no power. No internet, no computers, nothing.
Actually sounds like more than just transcendence.
Yeah,
like
well...
a singularity.
What happens is like there's this terrorist group that doesn't like the idea of singularity. So singularity is... I'm talking about the right thing, right?
Yeah, when you put your brain into a machine.
Yeah, they don't like that idea, so like they try and kill him. And his wife's like, we know we can do it. Like, we did it with an ape. Like, they were able to match an ape's consciousness onto a computer.
Yeah.
So they do it to Depp, and immediately he's like this scary presence. And he's like, I need more power. I got to get more. And, like, you start to second guess, like, is this actually him, or is it the program now
right.
that's taking over? And that's kind of what the whole movie deals with, is that conflict. High concept sci-fi in bad movies. That's my good this week. And sorry, I went on for a long time.
That's fine.
What's your bad?
That Peaches video. I didn't really have anything bad.
Yeah, that was weird.
Did you watch the entire thing?
I watched half and then kind of skipped to the end.
Yeah? Who watched the entire thing?
I didn't.
No.
I watched pretty close to the end. I was just looking for like, is this hot?
Would you get a boner
hot?
by the end of it? Or would you be
no.
Just, no, it was like, disgusting.
The boner ran away?
Not even close.
No, there's no boners.
There's no boner.
Not a boner video.
It's not...
The lead singer is like really good looking.
Are there guys with fucking fake boobs in it?
There's yes.
Okay.
Yes,
there's. Like, oh, those are nice boobs. And then it takes off its head. Like, oh fuck.
Yeah, and then pulls out its penis.
Is there a penis in it?
Yeah, there's a penis.
I see the penis.
A boobie chick, pulls out his penis and starts hitting like another person with it.
What the fuck, Kyle?
Kyle, I don't know. He's into
Kyle's it. Kyle's beating off at him. This is the best
night of my life. Do you have a low?
Yeah.
What's your low? Yeah.
It's one of these.
It's one of these.
I got two lows, if that makes sense.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can go into
conflict. Actually, yeah, you do one, and then I'll do one, and then you can go back.
All right, Psychonauts 2 announced at the Game Awards last night.
What?
Psychonauts was like a huge thing on Xbox. You know, for Xbox, it was made by Double Fine, the same guys that do Broken Age and all that, Grim Fandango and all that bullshit.
Okay,
cool.
They announced it, and everybody freaked out. But there's a $3.3 million Kickstarter. So yeah, they need to reach that, at least to start development for this game. So, obviously they already have everything set. I don't know why they asked for more money on Kickstarter.
Because it worked with Broken Age.
Is it, did they went to Kickstarter yeah, for Broken
Age? Broken Age was completely crowdfunded.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, it makes and then they took the code and made a sequel and sold it to people.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Just sold out.
Well, hey, we've had the debate. We've had the fucking Kickstarter debate.
Yeah, and that's why as time like goes it. On, it's becoming clear that you were right. Oh. It's so bad.
Well, it's a negative.
No, there's a lot of good to it, but there's just also a lot of exploitation.
It used to be good. But now it's like, again, hey, we got to help Zach Braff make
the fans. Like, there's still a lot of good, right? It's just that there's also a lot of people exploiting people.
If fucking, if, like, the Greg Musica and all those guys, like Casey Hudson from BioWare, we're like, we're going to make a game. We want to make a new Mass Effect, but it's not Mass Effect.
We want
to. There's no way those guys with their pedigree are going to a company saying, hey, we have this idea for a game and getting turned down.
That's true.
They will get funding from somewhere.
No, I'm saying, like if guys at that stature went to Kickstarter and said, this is what we have,
yeah,
it would be funded and it would be amazing.
Yeah, but they can.
Like no release schedule, like you have to come out by this time, which I think really hurt Battlefront by forcing a release date.
Yeah, but okay, these games need $3 million. They need like $250 million to make Mass Effect, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So you wouldn't get $250 million from Kickstarter.
I think you would. People that like fucking Mass Effect. I mean, people, they need to know who the fuck Casey Hudson is, but...
Yeah. You get more than three. I mean, I don't know.
Well, the only thing I could see that working... The only way I could see that working is if they said, hey, you know, we'd like your help, you know, getting this thing off the ground. Like a $40 donation will get you a copy of the game.
Yeah.
So it's like, now I'm getting a discount by investing. So then, boom, I would say, yeah, absolutely. Like, let me know when it's done.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just waiting, having them go to a publisher, and then they get like stamping the disc cost and marketing cost, and that gets like fucking rolled into the $100 price tag. Like, hey, if you want to go around some of these things, give it to me digitally on day one, and I'll yeah, and give me 10% off, like, you know, retail price.
Yeah.
Easy.
I think they have enough bank to accomplish what they want. The timelines are more to fit in with, like, other games.
And we're talking about big developers. Yeah. This thing is supposed to be for people who have day jobs. Like, who can't afford to take a week off to work on code for a week straight. You know, like, that's what Kickstarter is for.
Right.
I got another good.
Okay, here's my bad. I'm going to just play this trailer really quick.
This is pretty bad.
It's
the fucking Wonder Woman thing. It was a joke. Like, what?
That was the coolest part of the first movie.
I like Henry Cavill. I like this Ben Affleck.
Yep. I don't like
Daily Planet. What's your position on the Bat Vigilante in Gotham?
That's me.
Affleck's awesome. Well, and you get the impression that Affleck knows that he's Superman too.
Doesn't everyone? Oh, no, they don't yet.
No, no one knows Clark Kent is Superman.
Sorry, you're right.
The Daily Planet criticizing those who think they're above the laws.
Detroit?
What you say? Considering every time your hero saves a cat out of a tree, you read a puff piece editorial about an alien. Could it burn the whole place down?
Unless the world doesn't share your opinion, Mr. Wayne.
Maybe it's Gotham City in me. We just have a bad history with freaks dressed like clowns.
Bringing people together. How are we?
Lex.
Hi, hello. Lex, it is a pleasure. Ow! What? That is a good grip. You should not pick a fight with this person.
That's true.
Yeah.
You have the oldest line in America, Senator. That power can be innocent.
I love his face when he pulls it off. Because he is.
That's how it brought the war to us. You know you can't win this. It's suicide.
The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world. Son of Krypton versus Beth of Gotham. Three syllable words for any thought too big for little minds.
Study, learn what it means to be a man.
Stay down! I wanted it, you'd be dead already.
If man won't kill God,
the devil will do it.
What have you done?
What is that?
Lord of the Rings character?
Is it King Kirk? Yeah,
you. I love cheers with you.
Do you think that looks cool? That was awesome.
I'll admit, it looked a little bit better on the big screen than watching it on my phone. But yeah.
There's a lot to talk about there.
There is a lot to talk about. I don't really hit it all. If they would have ended that trailer like at the right before the whole Lex Luthor, like the devil's gonna do it then, like and showing who the bad guy's gonna be, would have been fine. But like
that bad guy is
like the DC like Thanos. Like he's a big deal. He's called Doomsday.
That's Doomsday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he killed Superman.
Really?
Did he kill Superman or was that Darkseid?
That's the face right there.
Yeah, it's just the CG villain is a huge, huge misstep.
I feel like the entire CG movie is a huge misstep.
CG Batman looks like Arkham City, Arkham Knight.
Yeah, when like he jumps on the building.
It looks exactly so like the video game.
Yeah.
That was...
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
When he's got like his eyes going and then he...
Yeah.
You know this, I don't know if we've seen this before, but like, you know the big metal suit that Batman has, which we kind of made fun of, it looks weird. It's only one of his suits. He's got a regular Batman suit in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So like, it's his way to combat Superman, right? Which is good, because he shouldn't be able to compete with an alien who's like superpowered.
Steel suit.
Yeah, so it's like a mech suit probably that makes him really tough. Yeah.
We should make no mistake, we're all seeing this.
Yeah, so here's my new perspective on this part. Okay, you talk about movies like San Andreas. This is more targeted.
Hold on.
More targeted. Lower your expectations.
Completely different experience. But yeah, you're right.
And it visually be cool. Plus, it kind of has that element of like just childhood superhero, right? They're trying a little bit too hard, which may throw you off, like with the story and there's a lot of like slow parts. But take it in that way and make a supercut maybe. And
yeah,
I feel like Man of Steel had better trailers and a better like lead in.
Yeah, it's like they left the whole
and that,
like
that movie sucked. So if this sucks from the trailers, the movie's going to be horrible.
With Man of Steel, they were going for the whole like authenticity thing. Like, oh, it's a grounded Superman story.
Yeah, remember how fucking cool that was?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, clearly they are tailing behind Marvel. Like, they want to do the whole team movie, and like this is how they're doing it. They're just going to
choose a few.
They're just going to do it. It's weird comparing this to the Civil War trailer, which is also brand new, like Captain America vs. Iron Man movie. Like now, there's Batman vs. Superman movie. Like they're both going for it. It's two completely different like feelings though, like tones. I feel like they're both gonna be shit, but
they're so much farther behind in their universe, right?
Their characters just don't make sense. Like Marvel characters, they don't make sense. But at least like, hey, it's just a comic book movie. Like trying to ground it, and make it realistic, like is a big misstep. It should be more fun.
What was Michael Shannon's character name?
Zod.
Is he Doomsday? Like, they bring him back as Doomsday?
Michael Shannon's not in the movie. I'm pretty sure that was like a piece wax of, piece mold. Of yeah.
Michael Shannon's fucking awesome.
They asked him about it. He's like, body. I'm not in it.
Lex gets his body and does something with it, obviously.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mutates his cells and makes a super Doomsday dude.
Like, I watched it on my phone. It looks better now. But it's this like the main villain in this is going to be that CGI like mess, which is just really...
Why? Are you sure? Lex is in it.
Well,
maybe he's a puppet. For Lex.
But they're not going to fight Lex Luthor as a human being.
Yeah, but they you know, never like fight Lex Luthor.
That's the problem with Superman.
He might turn that fucking machine on himself and become...
Super Lex?
Clex.
He'll be bald at the end of the movie.
Clex Gluthor. yeah. The problem is Superman. He's too fucking powerful. Like, in Age of Ultron, they had to get rid of Thor for a while. Like, just like, I gotta go. And what was it? Hulk? Well, I guess the idea is you don't want to use Hulk. You know, last fucking ditch effort.
But
I
think Kim Kardashian, though.
It's Gal Gadot.
Who?
She's hot.
Do you know what she's in?
That's a word?
She's in Fast and Furious.
I thought that was her, like, real name as Wonder Woman. Like,
no, Gal Gadot is an actress's name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know Wonder Woman's name. You got one more good. Let's cap this good? Thing. Yeah.
One more bad, I think you said, right?
I got one more bad, one more good.
Oh. I always got two.
You want to hear a good one?
Yeah. Is there a YouTube?
There's no YouTube. But hasn't been announced yet. But just digging through IMDb. I didn't do it. I went on N4G and somebody else had done it. They dug through IMDb, found on Steve Jablonski's fucking IMDb page.
Nice.
He's the guy that did... He does all... what the hell is his name? The guy does the Transformers movies. The director.
Michael Bay?
Michael Bay. He does all Michael Bay like soundtracks. He does the score for them. He did the score for the next Battlefield, and it's on his credits. Battlefield 5 Armageddon.
You gotta watch with IMDb, man.
And it says sci-fi as one of the things. They might do Double Jump. Who knows?
It says sci-fi.
Sci-fi is one of the things. It's like an Asian or like a Japanese man tries to make it. Like, is in the middle of a war, and he tries to make it back to his family or something like that. That's the story.
Pretty cool.
And then it's like sci-fi comes out November 23rd, 2016. I'm all about that, man. Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
But I thought they were going to go Bad Company 3, but fuck, I don't know, whatever.
You just said, like, you don't want it founded in fantasy, or you want it, like, you know, fiction.
No, that, still, yeah, that'd be awesome. They had a, did you ever play any of the Final Stand DLC for Battlefield 4? It was kind of futuristic. Like,
I don't know.
They had some of the weapons that you could pick up on the map were futuristic.
Really?
It was really cool. Like, they had tanks that were hover tanks. They could go like gee, which is like, it was completely different.
Wow. Okay, I never knew.
And
I think I played that. Second Assault and Final Stand, probably the two I didn't play.
Yeah. You picked up like a power sniper, and it was like you would zoom in and it'd be like made this really cool sound. And you would hold down the trigger, and it would just, and then just fire this crazy shot that would just destroy anybody. Hmm. It was really fun, like, picking that up for the first time. Like, holy shit.
I think they could do a great job with it.
Could, yeah.
It would deviate from Battlefield, and you might be upset by that, but why not? Mix two of my
It's still
things.
Battlefield, that's the thing.
It'll be awesome.
So yeah. It has to be Battlefield.
Are we ever going to get the World War II fucking shooter again? Like, is I think about Battlefront and like the fidelity of the visuals, like, and the sound, and like feeling like you're on fucking Tatooine.
If we had a good D-Day,
like
that's what fucking I'm talking D-Day about. And Medal of Honor is like, this is real. It was one like turret bunker.
I'm pretty sure it was flat. Like,
it was
just flat chunk.
Can we watch that? The opening. Yeah, let me search it. You talk about it also.
I mean, you're the only one with points left.
All right.
Yeah, well,
keep talking about how. What
I think I said this last time we talked about this, but like that would
Call
work.
Call of Duty 2, first level.
I think
is Metal Gear Frontline.
Call of Duty 2. Call of Duty 2 was like the next gen version.
No, I was talking about Metal Gear Frontline.
Okay, but, let's go both.
Yeah, let's try Metal
Gear. Do Frontline and then go to Call of Duty.
What's your bad? What's your other bad?
I think it's D-A-L.
Yes, it is.
My other bad is that this is really cool. Like we've kind of been hearing rumors about it, like the PS2 emulation coming to PS4.
Yeah.
I just read something that
Warfighter.
There's like the best games, whatever, like GTA Vice City, GTA 3, San Andreas, Dark Cloud, whatever. are going to be coming to PS4 like tomorrow during the PlayStation Experience, apparently.
Oh,
nice.
$15
per game?
Per game.
Yeesh.
$15, that's like a fucking, that's a month of PS Plus. Or is it less for a month of PS Plus?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Maybe if you buy it month to month, it's that much. Probably not even.
$15.
$60 for the year.
Oh, no, sorry. I mean PS Now. PS Now.
Oh.
Is it $15 a month for PlayStation Now? Didn't you subscribe for like 6 months?
It's 20.
$20.
All right, we got PS2 or this one. This one has more views.
That one looks like the...
I'm really waiting for backwards compatibility on Mass Effect.
It's this, right? By the
way. It's got to be that one.
This is Allied Assault. Oh. I'm looking at this.
Finest Hour. This is it.
Oh my god, this is the fucking game.
GameCube.
Oh, there's going to be some asshole talking over it.
This is the best game I ever played.
I loved this game.
Do you remember how real that looked?
I
remember like sitting at the desk going,
oh my god. Alright, tough guy, move it on.
Real assets.
Let's get to the fucking game here.
It reminds me of GoldenEye. I've never played this.
It's a loading video? You never played this, TJ?
Nope.
Oh my god.
Played so many times.
Yes. We gotta put these links in the show notes. Wow. That was real. Okay, I'm moving up. Fast forward. Actually, yeah, this was in the game's... I remember Half-Life was the first one where the credits were a live thing. Like, you were on that train.
Yeah.
This, like, you're looking at guys like, I don't know, man, I don't know. It's like, holy shit.
I feel like the less you see, the more realistic it feels. Just in the dark.
Whoa, jeez, damn.
Nice.
Reminds me of Call of Duty 2 when it happened, except we didn't land on the water.
Call of Duty 2.
Call of Duty 2 is what came out afterwards.
No, this is the original, man. Not bad for GameCube.
No, not bad at all. This game was unbelievable.
Bullets wouldn't travel that far on the water. So
look at how awesome this fucking game is.
Imagine this in real life.
Oh, look at that.
That's so superimposed.
Yeah, the head's just
I love that guy. Look at how far his head's turned, guys.
Okay, so crouch down, lie down with...
can't stand this fucking guy.
Yeah, here, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Oh, yeah. Buddy.
Dude, Call of Duty 2.
This game has the best sniper of all time. I think it was the first time there was like...
Zoom in, zoom out.
Recoil?
Yeah.
This is zoom in, zoom out. Zoom in, zoom out, he's dead.
Whoa,
jeez. Do Call of Duty 2.
Alright, we're doing this now? Alright, let's go Call of Duty 2.
Call of Duty 2 D-Day.
Here, you can do it. You're right. You should have done it in the first place. Okay, well, let's close out the episode in the meantime. If you have any comments or you want to inform what's going to happen or what we're going to talk about in the next show, any top five recommendations or anything like that, let us know. You can find us at allrangemode.com. On Facebook, we are the All Range Mode Podcast. And on Twitter, we are...
ARM Podcast.
ARM Podcast on Twitter, yeah. So we hope you enjoy the show. My name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad. What up?
No, it's fine. And hey, yeah, stick around after the little outro here, and we're just gonna keep partying and talking about other shit. So thanks for listening.
first HD game.
What is this? Call of Duty what?
Call of Duty 2.
Call of Duty 2. It is the first HD game. 720 on fucking Xbox.
Dan and I went to fucking...
It's my first.
It actually is real.
Dan and I went to Best Buy every day.
And 10 minutes.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good episode, boys.
Now we can party.
Fuck, here we go.
See, like, you're watching the loading screen on YouTube. Fuck, it's loading.
I skipped this.
You skip them, eh?
I skipped everything back in the day, man.
Rolling, Jim.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Everywhere, march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine. The
elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe. Fallout started with real people, did it not? Ourselves in a free
world. What? Your task will not be Fallout 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It was cool.
It was awesome. Isn't that weird when a game does that?
Yeah.
Like, I will never remember that.
What? You're not going to remember what?
The Fallout 2. The 2 started. I really like Fallout 4. It's like live main, action. Main 2.
Yeah, that was cool. The United Nations have reflected upon the Germans'
great defeats in open battle. The music in Fallout, I absolutely love. Our air offensive has seriously reduced. There's like 6 songs.
I wish I had fucking all the time in the world, man. I'll be playing every game. Given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war.
And placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. This is so the dry.
Fucking fast forward this shit.
That's the first time I've ever watched this.
You were right to skip it. Devotion to duty and
skill in battle. Like, yeah, this is terrible. Will nothing less than hey, you're not going to participate? Good luck.
I'm not sure yet.
Because otherwise I'll just use...
No, I do the pipe out. I might just kill myself on the way home if that happens.
Okay.
Oh, fuck! No water. Oh, shit!
Oh, the guys will love this joke. Let me just text it to them.
Guys, watch this.
Remember when I... Oh, shit! Ka-tush.
Oh, fuck. Not joking anymore. Oh my god.
Yeah, turn it down.
30 seconds!
Other one.
This was real life.
Holy shit.
Every game looked good because it was high definition. That was the fucking...
Yeah, the text looked really good.
What's the sound?
Tell me this... Yeah, like... Fucking Battlefront quality?
Yeah.
Shoot! Oh, wow.
Call of Duty was so fucking good.
Yeah, it really was. All the way up until
Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah. It was the standard. It was the best. The best games ever.
Yeah. The first Call of Duty, I bought it for Dan on his PC because he was the only person who had a PC and Call of Duty came up with a PC. I bought it for him and I'd go over to his house every morning and just play it before we went to the party bar and worked. And it was so fucking awesome.
Look at, like, the texture on his face, eh? Like,
it's real.
Think about how far we've come. With this, like, hair, like,
this guy's got the fucking fastest sensitivity I've ever seen.
It's probably a mouse, keyboard mouse.
Yeah, it is. Look at that. Oh, my God.
He doesn't mess around, eh?
Sniped him out.
That was cool.
Yeah, this is like the first game where they actually had like call outs and stuff too. Like,
it's crazy how big this battle is, eh? They don't have like so many. I guess they do have a lot of multi men battle, but it doesn't feel this epic in scale.
Xbox 360's launch game.
Like, I think, well, Advanced Warfare didn't have things this big. Close.
Yeah, like, this was stressful playing it. Like, oh, fuck.
You know what I really want to play? It's Tomb Raider.
Mmm.
It
came out.
I love the... I know, exactly. I said, I'm not going to buy it the day of, because... No. It came out with Battlefield or Fallout?
It came out with Fallout.
Fallout.
Which was such a stupid idea.
Yeah. So, I'm dedicated to go back to it, just because of how much I liked the first one.
Well, it's going to come out for PS4 in, like, June. And then we're all going to buy it and play it.
I didn't realize it wasn't on it.
Oh, it's just like, it's a time exclusive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wait then.
You should. So we're all going to play it, all going to be talking about it. Dan has it. Okay?
Does he?
He bought it for Jess to play.
Oh, cool.
Apparently Jess beat it. Like, she fucking plays games.
Yeah.
Like
a lot. Like, I'm just bored, I'll play a game.
Yeah. She beat the new Tomb Raider.
Should have her on the show. Hey, we should be a Tomb Raider. We should play GTA and stuff.
Let the grenade go off.
Yeah. There's a little pipe thing in there. There you go.
Look out!
The grenade indicator.
The multiplayer in this game was so good. Oh.
This is chaos.
I could not beat this on veteran. It was impossible. If you walked out of the trenches at all, it was just...
Okay.
This is so stressful. Oh my god, the smoke grenades in this. The smoke grenades are the best thing about this game. Smoke looked real.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the smoke.
Oh wow. No, I was laughing at the hat of the helmet flying off.
This game's amazing. This is terrifying.
This looks best on PC. Like, you need a mouse. So.
Yeah. I would love to eventually migrate to PCs one day.
How long is that going on for?
Like, it's hard to leave the Chivos behind, but yeah.
Steam's got Chivos.
Does it?
They're shit Chivos.
Just like starting over, though?
Just gotta, well,
who cares?
Level playing field.
Who gives a shit, really?
No, it's like there's so many games that come out for PC that we just don't play.
We were more into the race with 360, though, for sure.
Yeah.
This generation, like, I like getting trophies because I think it's fun, not because I want to have a better score than you. You know what I mean? Like, I love
more,
that it...
Yeah, there was. I feel like there was more fun getting it. You know what, man? I go back to my same thing, like... Every game that's come out has not been as good as games that have came out on 360. Everything is just a rehash of the old
no
shit.
No way.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Like,
there's no, like, in the past, like, 3 years, there hasn't been a game that's like, this is the best fucking game. Like, since Mass Effect 2, like, there hasn't been...
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're talking about Mass Effect 2. Well, Mass Effect 3 was... Mass Effect 3 played better than Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 had a bit good story.
Mass Effect 2 was the best game ever made. And, like, there hasn't been a best game ever made in a long time.
I want to use this opportunity to try to sell you on Xbox a little bit.
Yeah?
Okay. Why? What's the best game ever made?
It has nothing to do with game. You know when you think about, like, those experiences?
Oh.
There's a vibe to the Xbox interface.
There is.
What?
It's just like...
Give me a fucking
break. You
know,
it's true. This thing feels, is, like, fucking cold and shit.
It's, like, utilitarian.
What
like,
are you
not,
saying?
It's not... Somewhere I like to be.
Buddy, the operating system does not influence how fun a game is.
It's true.
No,
it doesn't.
It changes your overall experience of, like in retrospect. Like, oh, last year in gaming, you know, you think about, like, navigating PlayStation. And you don't think about it, but, like, I'm just telling you, having both, and rarely playing Xbox and going to it is just like, it's back to what I love. Maybe it's nostalgia over a generation where I had more time for video games.
Maybe, yeah. Or the controller, the feel of the controller in your hand.
Sure. But I'm telling you, in the, this we didn't even talk about it, but they changed the interface completely with Xbox.
Yeah.
Well, I like need recently? To see it.
Yeah, like a week or two ago.
Ooh.
I texted Dan about it, I think, in the thread that we were all in.
He said something about it.
Yeah.
I think it's what?
It's cool. I'm working.
What? If you guys went to the Xbox...
Do you guys ever work?
I'm not going to the Xbox, no, TJ. Okay, stop it.
I can hand you it for...
What the fuck are you talking about? We're saying...
Did you guys navigate it to play Halo at all?
Navigate
it? No. Honestly, I haven't seen the menus since... Like,
dude, you hear...
Dan moved into his old fucking... Oh,
and you'd be like, oh, this feels so good.
That's the thing. There's no fucking pages with this.
Beep, beep, stop beep, it. Beep.
You can't here's press, why, here's can't why trophies press are triggers. Cool. Go back.
Hold on. Trophies are cool just because, like, I don't know. In Battlefield, when I'm jumping in, it's like, what are we playing? And I have no, like connection with the game type. But because there's cool little trophies, hey, get the most kills in Blast. I'll try Blast. Let's try Hero Hunt. Oh, my God, it's shit. But it's like, this is what's inviting me to
that
play other game
broken.
Modes.
That really? Trophy's broken, by the way.
Oh, the Blast one? Yeah, I've done it, too.
I've raped in Blast many
but is,
times.
Is it... Okay, yeah. You're probably... You can confirm that you had the most kills.
Oh, yeah.
Both with me, it was like, I might not have noticed.
Destroyed many guys.
Yeah,
like,
the guy will go
Blast
32
for
an
afternoon
like six.
And yeah, no, I just raped everybody. Never got the Chivo.
Kyle got it. So, like, that's a possibility. There's actually broken Chivos?
Oh, yeah, man.
It's always been the game that didn't let me unlock it for some weird reason. Like, Skyrim.
I played Battlefield.
Or
I played
there was a Meat Boy one,
though. Entire single-player game. I had to play through it again. Because like, none of them unlocked.
Because you weren't online or something, like when you won it?
Yeah, something crazy.
Man, my Plants for Zombies got fucked. My Plants for Zombies 2.
That's what I want. A new Plants for Zombies for PS4. Don't get that shit to iPhone. Get it to PS4 and let's fucking play it on the console.
Plants for Zombies is massive.
Are you talking about like, the original
style? When we don't talk about Plants for Zombies, we're doing it a huge disservice.
It's such a good game.
Whenever we mention, like, we don't mention it in, like, top fucking games, if battle royales or anything,
like Peggle.
That is up there.
When did Peggle come out? Probably best game of 2014.
No. Peggle 2 is not as good as the first one. We did talk about it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that it's not great, right?
But it is so good.
No, it's like saying Mass Effect 1 wasn't as good as 2, but therefore it's not as good as
they're both here. Really great, but PvZ is, like, up top.
Yeah.
That was
bring
huge.
Bring the fucking thing to console. What are they waiting for?
Yeah.
I want to play Garden Warfare. Are you fucking kidding me?
God. So yeah, that's what I like about trophies. This is more like the episode, eh? This sounds like an All Ranked One episode now.
Random word.
Alright, well that's why I like trophies.
Orange One after dark. After dark.
Yeah. You were reaching for this. Is there a reason you wanted it?
No.
TJ?
Oh no, I was going to say, like, press the...
I'll scroll through Chivos.
Like,
but,
going back. Like, why? Why don't these triggers, like, do that, like, okay, go up here?
Oh, come on.
You gotta go.
That doesn't mean anything, just because, like,
I,
it's not the button you want it to be?
No, it's just not intuitive.
The sound?
Yeah, I'm not debating. It's probably more fun to be in the Xbox dashboard.
Yep.
Not debating.
The thing is, this
but
has,
I'm saying, like, it makes games better.
It says themes that totally change the dashboard.
But TJ's saying there's no good games because you're not playing on Xbox. That's what he's saying.
No, he's not saying that.
Yeah, he is. He's like, you're like, there's been no great, this is the best game ever moments. He's like, dude, switch over to Xbox. He said that.
Because he was being nostalgic, looking back at an era, and I'm saying part of what defines an era is the interface.
We all
imagine
came to
it's
PS4,
better,
but
it's
not
the reason there's no good games.
We wanted to come to
PS4. Or because you're not feeling it.
We were forced to come here because Xbox fucked us. We came to PS4 and we're like, hopefully it'll be alright. The controller's kind of shit, but you know what? The games are still good. Well, trophies are going to be kind of a thing to get used to, but at least they're kind of like Achievos. It's a fucking, like, man, we should go back.
Imagine
I'm not going anywhere, man.
Imagine your
this
first experience was PlayStation 4. Like, that's when you got into
right.
games.
I'm not 16. A fanboy. They're both great. But the original comment was... There's no great games this year. There's no best game ever.
That's
and
true.
You said, switch to Xbox.
I said, I'm going
to... And I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with it? And then you said, the dashboard's better.
You know what?
Do with how they're... Nah, whatever.
I think Witcher's probably
Dude,
one of the best games ever. I just need to play it more.
If you played both all the cross-console games on both systems, you would be happier as an Xbox person. That's all I'm saying.
Is this going to be distracting? I just wanted the soundtrack.
Oh, you're playing this right now.
Yeah. This is not YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that just killed the conversation that I saw you playing. Ho-ho-kum.
Ho-ho-kuma. You know what I can't wait for? Until it's warm outside, and we can go fucking hang out at the Libro Center.
You know what? It sounded like shit last time there was music on, so I'm just going to turn this off. You know what? I actually think I messed that up, though, because when I hit record, I'm pretty sure the one that we were in your garage with the music on, it sounded bad. I think it was the laptop microphone.
Ooh.
I think everything was going through the laptop microphone.
Wow.
Because, like, how bad it sounded, I'm like, there's no way. Like, it just was a different, like, gain.
Go to that dynamic theme. Maybe you can change this shit up.
No, I had that one.
You bought this already?
No, wait a minute. Which theme did I have for a little while? No, I'm not buying
it. Okay, go play trailer. This is what it looks like.
What do you mean?
It's a preview.
Of the game.
Of what the theme will look
like. Oh, really? They do that?
Changes up your shit.
Yeah, it looks terrible. I love my Fallout background.
Yeah.
You gotta turn it up. It plays tunes.
Oh, shit.
That's a bad song to play.
The worst song on the soundtrack.
Ugh. Wait a minute. This is how PlayStations can look?
Yeah. It changes up the entire thing, man.
I had no idea. I thought it was like blue or red.
No.
Every icon's different. The sound's different.
Yeah.
The music, like, obviously.
The Destiny one's really good.
That was
scroll
awesome.
Up. Scroll down.
Go to find Journey. Journey's got a really good one.
Oh, you know what? I turned the music off. Is there Fallout music in this?
I don't have Fallout.
Oh my god. Okay, no, so how do I...
This is just a static...
No, but I turn mute the music off.
Oh yeah?
Settings, yeah. There's a sound and screen. Down.
Where is it?
Down now.
Sound and screen.
There's a theme one. Okay, there you go.
System music. Oh, it's PlayStation music. It's not Fallout.
Okay.
Imagine like... Dun, dun. Like just the Fallout song.
I can do it with the radio too. Put the water on there.
Yeah. Oh, the radio.
But go scroll through themes. Have you ever actually scrolled through the themes?
No.
There are so many shitty themes.
Oh, I don't want to look at bad.
9 out of 10 are shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not doing that.
Crazy.
More than that. Like 19 fucking, out of 20.
It's like weird anime stuff.
40 out of 50 are really shit.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys
search the Journey one. That's the one I downloaded. It's the best one.
When you play Battlefront, do you have the music playing in those multiplayer matches?
Oh, yeah.
Turn it off. Turn it off, and the game experience will be so much better. You want to try it?
No.
Without music, I'll put it on right now.
Let's go through some themes.
All right, you can do that. But turn
some themes.
It's so good without the music because, like, you can hear all the voices running around. You can hear footsteps better. Like,
that's true.
All the guns sound amazing. It's like you walk up, and it sounds like in
what's this shit, ugh.
Buddy? It sounds like in Attack of the Clones, when the score drops out and it's just Stormtrooper shooting. Like.
That's cool.
It's fucking awesome. It sounds great.
Axiom Verge. Any interest in ever playing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
Actually, buy it. Buy it. $13.99.
Buy it.
Yeah.
Really? Holy shit.
I was waiting for, like, this game to go on sale.
Is this a puzzle game?
No, it's a Metroidvania game. It's, like, the only one that came out this year. Sakori.
Amazing reviews, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Game of the Year 2015.
Yeah.
Let's record a new episode next week. This one?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We didn't mention the fact that we couldn't include Just Cause 3. I mean, I don't know. Really,
or Tomb Raider.
No, Tomb Raider we could have included. Oh, that was on the original list. It was games Game that were missing from the list.
It's just that we didn't play enough to...
Sick.
Yeah. I can't fucking wait to play that game.
Joe with the fucking hard cash right now. Buy that shit. I need it.
Yeah, I'm kind of in like a nice medium, like, I can buy games.
It's fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah. Buy it.
What else is there?
$13?
I'll give a fuck. Remember a shitty game at beat Kyle's ass?
That's probably so much fun. We're talking about Mortal Kombat now. Don't buy any more games. Ass?
Smoke.
I thought you wanted to flick through themes.
I'm going to look for them. I think it's in extras.
Oh.
Where are they? There we go. Oh, they're so fucking Oh, this one would be nice. Uncharted 4 dynamic theme?
Trailer it. Cool.
No trailer? What?
It's probably shit.
Like, and then there's this type of shit. Like, any Who Is He makes these 3D binary dynamic.
$350 theme. For that one.
This fucking asshole. Oh, New Year tits.
I was gonna ask you to click on the New Year tits. What is there no trailers?
Evil Alien.
Guys, you know how I know I'm getting old?
Everything sucks.
I can't even like watch a movie unless there's a pretty girl in it. I'm just like, I don't want to watch men hanging out. Talking about fucking spying on shit.
What is wrong with you?
I just... That's horrible. I really regret. it's not a spoiler, but like, how Fallout 4 starts. You know, it's all about you finding your son. Okay. Imagine, like, if you were the mother. Like, that maternal... Like, because I don't even get the impression that my fucking character gives a shit about his son at this point.
I gotta find my son.
Come on, that's not gonna change. The story's the same.
Yeah, but I don't even... I completely forgot, like, that was my guy's story. Like, I haven't looked for Sean at all. At all.
A little bit of asshole. You have to deviate from the main story. The only problem is it gives such a strong motivation when he doesn't...
Imagine you just playing your games and you're sitting here like, hey, show me...
Just anime boobies all over my screenies.
Where'd you get that? I don't know. What happened?
Oh, it's part of the game.
Default. It came with the system.
The hell, Doug came over. Something. What the fuck?
Unavailable.
There's so many of these that are just unavailable.
How far are you in the story in Fallout?
Me? Zero. I'm telling you, zero. Oh, I haven't followed him at all. If I was like the mother, I would think like I got it. Like I'm going story only.
Ooh, Spectre, Joe.
I don't like that movie.
But it's free.
You saw it?
Oh, it's free.
Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't see it.
Until Dawn. I like dynamic theme. Free.
I don't want it.
It's free. I'm buying it.
What? Yeah, like automatic payments of additional themes from these gas holes.
Gas holes.
Is there any other free ones? Oh, the
just order by price.
You that's can what search I by free.
Yeah.
Fuck. I might buy one if
it's free. The AK-47. See him get where's that sword.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah, man. This is what I need. What piece of shit made this?
Oh my god, Axiom Verge is ready. TJ, what's going on with your laugh right now?
Phil Dodd is in cell.
You did it twice. You're like,
did I?
Joe's favorite new
it's theme. Funny laugh. Try it out.
I don't want an Until Dawn theme.
Give me that fucking game right now. Let's play that shit. That's hideous. Can you put my Fallout theme back on, please?
Yeah. Hold on, let me buy some more. What did I do?
You play on the AK-41?
Did I buy it?
No. I'll fucking kill you. I do not want that. Imagine it like shows up on your fucking trophy list. AK-47 theme. Zero.
Zero 1,000.
Zero 1,000. Stop it.
Stop it.
I can just see him like selecting like amounts of cash. It's like, how much do you want to donate? 0, 25,
30. Oh, we're back to where we were.
What are we looking at?
Where's the quality control?
Yeah.
It's so bad. You're right, 1 of 50, man.
There's so many fucking bad shits.
That's crazy that there's that many.
I feel like I can make a living creating themes that aren't shit.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're just not shit. And I could charge...
Oh, skull with a fucking biker thing. Skull with America on it.
Dynamite Halloween skull.
It's all from one guy and he's charging $5.
The question is he selling a single one of these?
There's some piece of shit dickhead out there. I'll check these out. I guarantee you the tits move a little bit.
Oh, there was a fucking game. There was a game that we all need to play together.
Oh yeah.
Those hips go.
Shit. What the fuck was this game called?
The worst tune ever heard. Hold on. I'll pay $350 for that.
Shit, I'll never know the name of this game.
A game that we should all play? Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball?
No. It was like a... It was Towerfall-esque, but it was like side-scrolling.
Side-scrolling?
Oh, shit. It was like a Towerfall clone. But they said it was really good. 4. Ah, damn it. No, there's no way. There's no way I'll ever find it. Yeah. They talked about it on IGN briefly. Fuck.
Is that one we tried to play at TJ's before? At Sports Friends?
I don't think so.
That was fucking fun. We played that for like an hour.
Which one?
Sports Friends.
No, Sports Friends is
was that one we had like Joust? And you had to like push this stick back and forth?
No, was that Xbox?
No, it was this.
I'm Googling it.
Do you have Sports Friends? That was free at a point in time.
You talking about like iDarby or something like that?
Well, yeah, iDarb.
Is that what it is? How do you spell it?
It's a fixed screen.
iDarb.
IDARB. That game actually looked like it could be fun.
Yes.
I played against a computer. I had a solid hour or two.
iDarb. How do you spell it?
There's a clear button there. I D A R B.
iDarb. Let's play iDarb. I don't know. Huh, I don't know.
Commander videos on this too. Amongst many other things. Dude.
I don't know why I keep forgetting I can fast forward this shit. Show me the fucking game. Come on.
Sports Friends and Towerfall. Whoa, this is really weird.
I don't know if this is it.
Sweet, they can go right, right?
Yeah.
Actually, that looks like a lot of fun.
It was. Who did I play with? I think I played with one other person. Maybe it's just Emma or something. No, man, I played this with somebody. It wasn't you?
Maybe Dan.
Must have been Dan. Maybe that would have been.
Yeah, this looks like a lot of fun. That was pretty cool.
It was free. Did you ever buy it? No.
No, when was it free?
I don't know. One of the months it was free. Because I own it.
What are you watching?
iDarb. It's pretty neat.
Daisy Ridley.
That girl's a fox.
She had a gigantic smile.
What the hell? Oh, yeah.
iDarb didn't show up?
No, it did. It looked really cool.
What else is fucking sweet? Battlefield 5?
We didn't even talk about the new game type. Turning Point? I wonder what that's like. 4 days
ago. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Turning... Is it Turning Point? It's. I think it's called Turning Point. Is it called
made.
Turning Point?
The best tune ever made.
It's the Star Wars room.
Oh my god.
Fucking yeah.
Turning Point. It's called Turning Point.
Holy shit. Wow.
Oh, this is the game PS1? Today? I wanted the trailer.
What's wrong with this?
I don't know. It's like texture popping. I wanted the fucking... There it is. This has been out for a month already?
29.
Yes.
I love that 60 frames per second gorgeousness.
This
should good this game looks on PC.
Oh my god, there's mods where honestly it looks better than the movies.
One day we'll be able to afford like $3,000 computers.
Yeah.
I mean,
Here, let's fucking check that out.
We can all do it at a point in time.
Alienware Steam Machines?
PC mods?
Have you seen those fucking Alienware, like the new Alienware computers?
No. They look cool, or they just...
They're gorgeous.
PC max settings. Let's do that. Not even a mod. Ultra max? Oh, that's beta,
though. Yeah, like the first good episode in a long time.
Today's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a fucking good time, man. It doesn't look that much better. But the mods look fucking mad.
This is the first
one. These are fun.
They are fun.
You said like, oh, it's PS2, and it is. That's why it's fun.
Yeah.
It feels like an old game.
I have not done this at all.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's like gaming, right?
Yeah.
That's like, just push forward and shoot it. Try not to hit the fucking...
Think about the mechanic of the jetpack. Like, it's not like they couldn't have made a jetpack that works, like, as fluent as, like, other games. Right. But it's, like, the fact that it's just, like, a boost. Like, it just... Because that's how they work in Star Wars. Because it was a practical effect 40 years ago. And now it's like, oh, well, that's how they work. So it has to look like a 40-year-old movie. And feel like it, too, you know?
That's what I'm talking about, man. They nailed Star Wars. I told Emily, like, something you can't even put your finger on, like, the way things fly... In the game,
yeah,
like when things fly, the look of it. Every time someone flies by, no matter how they fly by, it always looks like a Star Wars, like a dry fly.
You know what it is? Fighter. It's because the moving reticle in the planes. So the plane's not always shooting straight like they are in Battlefield,
right? Yeah.
You know, like the moving reticle, like it chases things around.
Scenes in the Star Wars movies where like they are first person and like. People are trying to dive to avoid.
Yeah.
It feels so much like it. It's crazy.
Yeah. And the explosions, like, they just nailed it. They're like, it can't look like an it's gotta look like the effect they use in the movie.
Yeah.
You can get a moderately priced Alienware desktop. $1,000 and it's just, you can play everything right
there. Man, that's like a one day thing. Like, yeah. Absolutely.
$1,000 for a new PC that would last you years.
I'm at this point right now, I was telling Shelby about it, like, where I feel like I've gone up, like, the next step in just, like, how old you feel, like, or, like, and not even in a negative way, like, in an awesome way.
Like, achievement unlocked?
Yeah, like, okay, this is it. This is how I'm gonna feel, like, the way I felt, like, when I was a fucking teenager, and then, like, 24, you know, like, you're like, I'm up. I'm grown. You know? I feel like I hit another one where it's like small stuff like is not mattering at all. And I'm just like that band Born Ruffians last night. It's like they're so young. I'm like, good for these guys. They look like they're in high school. Like, but they're not. But they look really young. So it's like I see them. I'm like, that's fucking... I can't believe how awesome they must feel right now. Like just playing in front of a big crowd like young guys. And I'm like, good for them. I see young women and I'm like, too young, like forever. Like, what's up?
Computer on?
It's not on.
What you're saying is you're self-actualizing.
Yeah, and one of those things is like married life is just like it's almost at that stage where it's like, you know, you, like we're just kinda like cute fights only because like there's so many bigger things to be worried about, like as far as like running a household.
Sure.
So it's like little things like today. I don't know, I don't want to get into it. But the other thing is like the financial, like, oh yeah, like debt's going down, fucking like payroll's going up, like they're just happening. It's like, yeah, I can't wait to just for the like the next 10 years, you know, to just not be really worried about money.
Yeah.
You know, because you, if you can account for the household like well enough, you don't have to worry. It's like, I know the bills, I know what I got to spend. Sorry for that weird rant.
Sweat?
Sorry. This fucking trailer. This
actually seems very overpriced. Just look at the way that PC looks.
It's like a backpack.
How fucking sweet that is.
It's like a pod or something.
Alien. Yeah, you just hit it.
Alienware. Yeah. Intel Core i7 overclocked up to 3.8. That's not
TJ, how close are we to not even needing hardware? Where, like, everything is streamed directly from servers. Like, and, like, intense shit, like, directly from servers.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Microsoft's doing it right now?
We stream games already, to a certain extent. Older games, like PlayStation Now, right? Is that what you're talking about?
But how long before you won't need... You won't need a hardware, you'll need an account. The hardware is the controller.
We're probably...
You know what I'm saying? Like, you buy this thing and it's like...
I'd say two or three generations
away. It sends this to your TV, Bluetooth.
In order to get something that quickly responsive?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not possible today, but how far are we? You know? It can't be that long. My mom told me the weirdest thing. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that you're always going to have your own version in case you want to go offline. It's like, just because the internet is omnipresent, sure, yeah. It's always there. But you still want to be able to disconnect.
Factor that in. Like, how long before the internet's going to be free?
It's not about like, free. It's about,
like airwaves are free. Like, I'm
going to
phones are, like, free.
I don't know. Playing at a campsite because you have offline or something. You know, like... I just don't think you're going to eliminate it. I know what you're saying. And you'll have much, much, much less on your own local, but...
Yeah. Just seems like that's the direction we're going.
I don't know. We get closer every day, man. You know, like, every year and every generation.
Hey, yeah, I wonder when, like... That NX thing, like, they want to fucking...
I wonder when Kojiko was going to be obsolete.
The wires running next to our roads, like, those are still just going. Like, I know a lot of that's power, but there's communication on there, too.
Yeah.
What do you mean next to our roads? You mean like a power line? Just like,
yeah, power lines. You know? Like, you don't even see them anymore. And it's literally, like, our internet hanging above our streets.
Yeah. Everything is hard wire.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is, like companies like Netflix... It's like, oh, you just go through your cable line.
Like, oh, you already got it? Okay, yeah.
Just like,
connect Bell, through your line.
Bell paid. Bell put those fucking lines in the ground.
Yeah.
And now everyone's just like, oh, there's our lines are already there. I'll just patch in.
Yeah.
Everybody else is making like, money. Premiums, right? Like,
yeah, but it's great. There's premium enough.
Well, they get the subscription service. Like you pay Bell to get access to the internet.
But even if you're not a Bell customer, you're talking about.
Like, I can get the internet through Kojiko. Kojiko is not like Bell Canada. Like, Kojiko wasn't around installing lines.
Bell, exactly. Bell has the physical backbone. And other, like, Rogers used to rent off Bell or whatever.
Yeah.
And then resell you internet, but they also paid a premium to Bell because they own the lines. And,
like, Google has internet,
but they laid their own shit, so they pay no one.
Google laid their own lines. That's how fucking crazy Google is.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of companies do that. No, Bell's doing that.
Only a few does. No. Do.
Bell's doing that. They're doing fiber. Bell is always around here.
They're like from the server to your home, like
yeah, not they're patching doing at like, all. Like MNSI in Lakeshore, like the super rich homes in Lakeshore.
Wouldn't people be installing power lines all over the place all the time?
Yeah, like Bell has the lines, and they got MSI's lines.
Yeah, like got to build them up next to Bell's or on top of.
Well, no, like MNSI is.
There's only three or four lines on that fucking.
MNSI is a very local company.
Yeah.
So they chose like MNSI is actually owned by the super rich guy in I can't remember his name. He owns Atlas Tube.
I don't know.
Zuckelman. Barry Zuckelman. He's like a billionaire in Essex County.
Sounds like a guy from Essex
County.
And he has the hugest house you've ever seen in your entire life. He has a fucking like mall-sized parking garage for his guests that come over. Anyway,
where does he live?
In Lakeshore, on the water. He bought up like four multi-million dollar homes, tore them down, and built his new house on the fucking water.
Google Earth this thing.
Man. Yeah, it's humongous.
Let's just go there.
I've seen it before. It's fucking crazy. It was under construction when I see it. But Kyle's dad said he worked in the fucking place before.
Yeah.
But, anyways, this guy's son owns MNSI. He started MNSI, and they're local to Lakeshore, and, like, they do they rent Bell lines, but they're running their own fiber lines. Okay. So they're burying everything and running like direct fiber lines to homes.
That's wild.
And everything around there.
Huh. Oh yeah, so my mom, she tells me this fucking thing. Like we're talking about I don't know why. We're talking about Santa Claus. And like what I was gonna do about, you know, if it ever came up, or one of our nephews, I heard him saying like, oh, it, you know, it's not real. I don't want to even say that out loud. Roland. He's like 5 and he said it, but no one believed him. And then like, he kind of changed his tune. Like someone explained it to him. Like they like put him back into place.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So like I was talking to my mom about this and, it turned into like, how do we use religion for control and stuff? And like very quickly, I was like, yeah, but there's more information now. Like it's like everyone connected and like, we're all kind of on the same page and like, we're working slowly towards but we're all communicating and that's why there's no more like religion class. You know, like there's just, because there's going to be some kid from another religion in your class. That's why they can't have religion class. It's world religion.
Not if they don't go to Catholic school.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So like, but it's just, that's the huge thing, right? Like somebody in your class likely has a different religion than you do. And that was not our school. This is what school is now.
What school did you go to?
Well, I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
But there's probably all sorts of religions.
There's no John Bonham's going to Catholic school.
I think they are. Yeah.
You have to be Catholic.
Don't.
Either way.
Yeah, you do.
They don't.
There's like a strict regimen in order to get into Catholic
school. No, it's not.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
You have to pay to go
to Catholic school. You have to take religion class, but you don't have to be Catholic.
Yeah, you do. You have to, like, yeah.
No. There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that
like
debate's
your parents
fair.
Have to be in Catholic.
What do you think, like they're handing like a baptismal, like, hey, I've been baptized?
Yes.
I can go to no way.
Yeah, you do. My niece just went into Catholic school. They had to do all that shit.
That seems weird.
Okay, that's not even what I'm trying to say.
Like your parents have to be a part of a church.
I was talking about
your child as they have gone to a church for a certain amount of time.
I didn't go to church. I went to Catholic school.
Maybe it's different now. They don't have packies in there anymore.
Possibly.
So I was talking about this
and other
with my mom, and we started talking about like, I started talking about communication and how we're all connected, and my mom said, you know what, but you know, somebody owns like that technology, and it's those people who are going to be in power.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden we just get used to like global communication, and like, well, we're going to charge you for it.
Except you got companies like Google.
I'm not saying this is a reality, but it's a possibility, and it's like...
Oh, sure.
And it's companies that run the media that we believe in, too.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. Have you seen the most recent episode of South Park? It's crazy.
No.
They attack that whole, like, you think you're clicking on the news, and, like, there's no real news on the internet. Like, what Jimmy starts throwing the school paper door to door, and, like, all the dads are like, this is real stories about people in my town.
Yeah.
And, like, how going on the internet for news is, like, you click a link, and you can't tell if it's an ad or not. Because it's sponsored, like... It's, you know, we don't click them a lot, like, but there are people who just get locked in clickbait.
Yeah.
10 celebrities who look like shit now.
I
and they're like clicking
on
the list.
Websites, man.
And they say, yeah.
Every time
they
go to something like that, it's
they're
like,
all over IGN.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's your link.
You scroll to the bottom.
More of like clickbait.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
And it's everywhere. And,
that's the
like,
structure.
If you ever seen
websites.
One, like, I've just been like geeking out, like, want to know about Marvel movies or something. So I'll go, like, on a click bait site.
25 different clicks.
Yeah, and it'd be like, Spider-Man, like, with this actor. And I'm like, yeah, I want to see that. I want to see, like, this Star Wars, like, top 10 fucking droids. Yeah, I'll look at that when I'm, like, bored.
Six Reasons Kylo Ren is Luke Skywalker.
God.
Yeah, so, like, just, like, I'll geek out sometimes and just start clicking those. And, like, there's multiple next arrows. And, like, you don't know which one is the actual next arrow. Because most of them are ads.
I don't even go to those fucking things anymore. I'm like, fuck this bullshit. I don't give a fuck anyways.
I
just
I'm
garbage.
Super bored.
I already know what they're going to tell me.
Yeah.
Why do I give a shit?
Well, that's the thing.
Those ones where
they
try,
like,
they try
I'd love to hear more.
They try and bait you with the tits. They show like big boobs at the beginning. Like, I want to see that picture. And you go to it, and then you click through, and you're like, there's like 40 fucking things. I've never actually gone through all 40. I've been to like 10 and you're like, you piece of shit, what the fuck are you doing? Like, yeah. You've seen boobs in your life. Like, close this. And get on.
So that's what they deal with on the next, or on the latest South Park. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's like a whole weird subplot that's going on over the entire season. Like, the town is changing. They have a Whole Foods and like, what the fuck is the first one called? One is called Sheepa Town because it's the area around the city walk. And they call it, I don't know, shitty part of town, Sheepa Town. Because that's how he says shitty part. Sheepa Town! Sheepa Town. But there's another fucking district and like, yeah, there's a Whole Foods in it and there's like, it's, sorry. But it's all connected. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got into that. Actually, we can watch that. It's pretty funny, but I don't know if you want to.
Yeah. I feel like everything that we're supposed to think about is manufactured.
Yeah, don't you think someone, like you mentioned the media companies, like someone owns the communication companies.
Well, like think of the Paris.
What are their agendas?
Like somebody attacked Paris.
Yeah.
And it's all over the news. It's the only thing that's on the news. Every channel you go to, it's all over Facebook. Like, oh shit, I can change my background to a French flag. Like,
yeah,
all this shit. Like,
I wonder what. Like, it probably happened, kind of like they're saying it happened. But it's everything is manicured. Like, everything
what,
is
what caused catered? those people. Like, say they're terrorists, like Syrian fucking terrorists, that to go over there and just start shooting people. Like, what caused them to do that? They're not just fucking like, let's go fucking cause some shit.
Religious beliefs.
Is it strictly religious
every beliefs? Every American death is like a win for them. And like, and then yeah, their idea of heaven is, it's like a very real thing, and here's what you
it's
need to do.
That's also what we've been told. You always think about like
but they didn't suicide.
Hundreds of bombs have been dropped and killed families and like generations of people in Syria, and no one's ever heard anything about that. You don't hear anything about that. A couple months before.
Buddy, that fucking explosion in China or wherever it was.
Yeah.
That massive explosion, I only saw that in those cell phone videos.
Yeah, what was it on?
I never, don't remember seeing like anything
on it. We can't tag terrorists to this, so.
It's a big world.
It's not fucking news.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, but like, that shit happens, and it's like, our stuff is so catered and so bad. Like, if you think about the actual news
it's
that we get.
It's all about the agenda. Like, There was a new shooting. Like
magazine
covers. I don't claim to know anything about politics or anything like that. I just know that like it's clear that Obama wants to like ban guns.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you remember the Sandy Hook thing where there was a shooter that went in and like shot up a bunch of kids in school. It was a hoax. It did not happen.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've heard of that kind of stuff, yeah.
And it, like it's just like he comes on and he's just like, oh, we can't do this. And like, there's been like, he's almost out of office, right? Like, it's
2016, yeah.
Yeah. And there's just like, they're happening frequently and he's always doing a press conference.
There. You know what's crazy? You'll learn this in a couple of years, but you know, like grade schools, they'll have tornado drills and fire drills, and then they'll have like red line drill or they're called these like really generic things, but it's shooters. They have drills for school shootings in grade schools in LaSalle.
Wow,
that's fucking
yeah. Weird. They're called like code red drill or something like that. And like, I just found out about this, and I'm like asking Lena about it, and she's like, I'm like, do you have a code red drill? And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, what drills do you have? And then she named three of them, and one of them was the shooting one. It's called something else at her school.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, the teachers need to know what to do, and it's just this crazy thing. Like, they're putting in everyone's head that, like, your children are not safe at school.
No, preparedness is not to be misconstrued. It's crazy that we have
to... Give the power to the government. Hand over all your freedoms. Give the power to them. They'll take care of us.
Fuck.
Are you pro-guns or against guns?
I feel like there's an agenda that we're not being told.
Everyone's got an agenda and everyone plays to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and I feel like that's what we're being forced to, like, okay.
But you still decide for yourself as well,
let down all your freedoms. Like,
You know what's crazy? There was
allow yourself to be watched and
yeah.
I'm not a terrorist. Maybe somebody else will be, but like,
it's precog, man.
Yeah, it's exactly it's that
fucking precog.
Yeah, you say like, fucking, we'll bomb this place, and you're arrested for days and weeks, months. You're gone. Like, there's no jokes anymore. Like, you can't. You have to censor yourself.
But it's not even that. It's like, there's a point in any decision where it's premeditated, right? Not every decision, but like, there are premeditated decisions, and those are the ones that the precogs are getting. Or no, those are the ones who are like truly guilty, is the premeditated. Yeah. But like Tom Cruise's character, it was in like passion because he had like, because of what he had seen. And like at the point where like up until
Red Ball?
No, but like, so Tom Cruise, like the whole time he's trying to find out who actually committed that murder. And at the very like last scene, it turns out the precogs were right. It was fucking him.
Yeah.
And at the point, he's like, "You're right. I'm gonna fucking kill this guy." And like, that's the murder. Like, that precog is supposed to, is like, you think you're innocent, but the actual premeditated murders, like, those are the ones that, you know, precog would work, right?
That's a good fucking movie, man.
No, the movie's terrible. Do you remember the Radio Lab where they, like, that fucking camera that hovers above that small town? Or no, they did it over, like, fuck, what was it called? But, so this thing...
The surveillance, like, plane.
There was a cool name for it. But, like, this drone plane flies over, I think it... I don't know what it originally was, but...
It was, like, Mexico City.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in there.
And then, because there was big drug cartels and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, that woman got murdered.
Yeah, the cop.
And they finally, like, agreed to let this happen. Like, because, like, it was almost not martial law, but, like, anarchy in this town. So what this thing does is it takes a picture every second. So... Like a giant high-res photo of the entire city.
Like a Google Maps.
Yeah.
Sure.
Every second. So if there's a bombing, if there's like mines, they would put mines on the road, like landmines. So if one of those things went off in this Mexico City, like in this town, like all you'd have to do is, you know where the bomb went off. So attack this thing and just... Well, okay, it just took picture, you know, 10,000, go to 9,999. Just one picture at a time, back in time. To the point where a car stops at that exact same spot and, like, drops something off. So they're like, that's the car. That's the car that left the bomb. And then they continue to go back in time.
Sure.
And go right to, like, where that car was parked that night. And it's like, well, that's their fucking hideout. And, like, they would just arrest the person. Like, there was one, there was a robbery in I think it was Chicago, and they did this for a limited time. It must have been in Chicago at this point, where like a neighbor called the police and said, like, I think someone's robbing my neighbor's house. So they like had the address of the neighbor's house, and they went back to like the van, and like they knew like which car, and it was like in a 15-minute time span. Like, the police got called, they used this technology, found the car, where like they could call in the fucking van by the time, like, before it got back to its hideout. Like, the police were on the trail of this thing because of it.
Sure.
So it's like real-time precog. They're like, when did the crime happen? Where was it? Go back in time, find the van, chase that van back through town.
A lot
like back into the future.
Watchdogs, like, think about all the cameras that exist in the world, like fucking ATMs and security cameras. And it's just, if you can tap into all of them, you could piece together any story from any time if you had it.
Yeah, and don't forget, like, this camera is still taking pictures of the entire city. So, like, you trace the car back to where it started, and then you trace it forward to where it is now. And then just go, boop,
you can't see everything from the skies. But, yeah. Yeah, well, Mexico, you can see most of it.
90%. Yeah, like, look, cars are a little, like... Like
grains Chicago of rice. As well, like underneath, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you travel very far underground.
Yeah,
but that, again, they shut that project down because they're like, we can't, this technology can't exist, like, as a commercial or like a commercial product, or like, depending on who gets control of this technology.
Did they introduce I don't know if it's LaSalle, Windsor, or all of Ontario, like cop cars, as they just drive down the road, it's reading license plates and checking records.
I seen something like
that. Oh, there was a news item. They're talking about doing this. I remember
Emily's
dad going on a rant about fucking Canada. They got this thing now, like, cop. Either they're talking about installing it or maybe trying to pass it. I'm not sure if it exists, but
where
cop
cars are re-licensed
and check if you have records or outstanding anything. And it's just like, You know, like, if you drive funny, it's like, oh, maybe this guy's got, like, tickets or doesn't have his license.
It just automatically brings up everything. And now it's like,
yeah.
Well, that's fine. It just tells you, like, pull that guy over.
This guy's got 10 speeding tickets. I'll just pull him over and see if he's drunk. Or he's got 2 DUIs from 20 years ago. I'll just pull him over, which is crazy.
Fuck your shit.
So, yeah, that's crazy. The people who own this technology, they're actually in control, man. Like, and it's like, they're...
And we're letting them do that. It's all the things. It's like, okay, like... Create these horrible events that just allow the people to be like, okay, you're right, like, no more guns, get the guns out, no one has guns anymore, no one, like, let's just hand over freedoms that we once had. Like, just guns is one thing, but
yeah,
in general,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
fucking crazy. Oh, I was gonna say something.
What do you guys think of paintballing in that fucking field?
I love it.
Yeah. I hate it.
I'm glad you brought it up again.
What the
again.
Fuck, man? Really? Paintball.
Yeah, I've never paintballed.
Really?
But it just seems like a pain in the ass.
All right, TJ. I don't want that negativity on our team.
Well, what did Dan say? Like, do you know how fucking much that hurts? Getting, like, a paintball in the cold?
He's being a baby. He, like
I wonder how bad it actually hurts.
Negative.
How bad is it actually?
Play in the summer. Who cares?
No, I don't want to fucking get shot.
Summer would be...
It doesn't hurt. It hurts a little bit.
Not into it.
I think winter would be so fucking... Imagine getting like fully white and just fucking like
you know what the problem
wearing a suit
is? You need like an old jacket that keeps you warm, but you don't care about getting paint on.
That's easy to find.
Or just like 12 layers of...
Let's go to fucking Valley Village and spend $5.
Okay, I suppose that's true.
We're fully suited.
I'm not doing it, man.
Ugh.
I'm in.
Yeah, when you guys suggested, I was like, I could really get into this hobby. It's like...
I tried to walk you guys down there that one night. Obviously, it was pitch black, and it wouldn't have been the greatest thing to experience
fucking
it.
So many mosquitoes.
So many mosquitoes. That's why. Winter.
There's no way. I'm not doing it. Well, you guys have fun. Have fun with it.
It's... Oh, my God. It's so cool back there. Anyways, the one spot I was saying before was the... I said something last week. I found the most gorgeous spot.
Yeah.
I was walking the dogs down the tracks, and we usually, like... Walk from Martin Lane to Victory, and then down Victory to back wherever. But I kept going, and there's from Victory to Maple. It's just straight tracks. Like there's nothing that cuts in between.
Yeah,
it's a pretty far stretch. It's like 2 or 3 miles, and the golf course is on the one side. So like as you're walking through, it's just like there's the forest on this one side, and then forest on this side as like people's backyards slowly fade into the golf course. And there's like this 90 degree angle part of the golf course where you could go in and there's a little bench that sits right at like the corner of the golf course and you could just sit and look at the entire golf course. It's fucking amazing.
It's cool. Yeah, I'll bet.
Is it only accessible from the tracks in the golf course?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's neat. And they're just like, this is a nice spot for a bench.
I was going to mention, the stars are kind of nice tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you have to cut a hole into the fence, though. That's the one thing. We got to trespass.
Hey, Jimmer's Canyon is pretty cool, too. It's called Broadview Park, you know, and like from the name Broadview.
Yeah.
Like you're on this hill and like the entire, it's higher in altitude, like after Broadview. So, like, Doug's house, like, you'd have to go, like, down a big hill, like, to get to the level that the most of the city's at.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, like, it's just, there's a tree line and then, like, the Toronto skyline. It's pretty nice.
Doug's
on
moved.
On a clear night. Oh, yeah, he moved. He's downtown now.
Yeah.
No more Broadview. Well, it was pretty far from everything, so it's for the best that he moved.
I think the cool thing about it...
No one's ever going to Jibba's Pete, though, again.
Yeah. I have to make a trip to one day. The cool thing about finding this golf course place was that I've been here all my life and I've never seen it. Like, I've driven past it many, many times, but I've never seen this, like, perfect little spot. Like, fuck, that's so
cool. Yeah. These places are all over.
It's crazy how little I know about LaSalle and surrounding area. I'm getting to know it so much better than I did, but there's so much I don't know.
can't like bike ride again, man.
We went like canoeing and stuff. Like there's tons of cool places to learn around here. Like you can canoe all summer and maybe if you're lucky you hit, you know,
most of the spots. Jeff, wait till you see the stand up fucking canoe, it's amazing. You just like standing and paddling, it's fucking awesome. Yeah.
That was one of the best days of the summer.
That was absolutely for sure.
That was fucking awesome. Both. It was like Rigo's the first time was good. Like you and I went out just like, oh, let's go get wasted, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then we all went out and just fucking dove off that bridge and shit. Like,
oh my god, that was so
jumped much off fun. The tall bridge.
Remember worrying about like booze and you're like, no. Like we can do that trip just as much booze as we want, not to worry about it. Yeah. There's plenty of pirate
waters. Yeah, that's what Chad calls it. Pirate waters. It is. And man. The sea level was really high too, so it's like there was no boats getting between those bridges.
No.
You know, it was canoe only. Pirate waters. Yeah.
The cop chases you on canoes.
See you later.
Just get under the bridge. Yeah, we jumped off that fucking thing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
Sober.
I had some awesome videos. Those were so cool.
I've wanted to jump off that fucking bridge.
Yeah.
Since I'm so the happy first you did time. That. Like, you were the one that initiated that thing. The one what?
You were the one that initiated it.
Let's go up?
Yeah. Like, we started, like, jumping off a little bit, and then it was just like, oh, you can actually do it, and then just... All the way fucking off. That was so much fun.
The other bridge with the wire line, like along the side of it, jumping over that wire line. You were there.
Red ass standing by.
Yeah, you were taking all the pictures. You never jumped.
I did a jump from like the main area, not from up the arc or whatever.
Rigo's fucking bridge.
That water is disgusting, by the way.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, Rigo's
bridge. Remember we drank it? We all took a shot of it? Oh, great.
What? We didn't drink it.
Yeah, we did. Put it in Rico's goblet that when he
that's right.
Take a shot of the life.
When we're driving.
Some stupid shit.
Shot of the life.
We were like
Doug carry that fucking briefcase for like the whole time and then he just dished at the end. He's like, briefcase? I don't fucking want it. Yeah, he found like a green briefcase next to that store, that fucking convenience store. Yeah. He's like, oh,
and then he brought it back?
He threw it in the water at the end. He's like, I don't want it. Buddy, those Majora's Mask busts are fucking amazing.
Yeah, massive concrete
busts. I saw someone who had a bench made out of those.
That's what they are.
Yeah, they're bench.
Any fucking place. Bench like here to Toronto has like those same legs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's painted them as Majora's Mask and they make benches.
I still got mine in my backyard. I don't know what to do with it yet.
It's just a fucking bust you put up front of your house.
Just all of us have.
It looks, I think mine looks really nice. Like it's just in the garden. Like
I don't have mine in the garden. It's just sitting.
It's just on your porch.
Mine's next to where my garbage is at right now. It needs a permanent home.
Just like a piece of concrete that
I needs to get. I don't think we do those fucking things. Like, just let's go out. We'll just have fun, you know, canoeing. Then we just get wasted, and it's like, what can we fucking steal?
I don't know if it's that. I don't know if I'm out. Like, if I'm out for cool trinkets, I'm like, I'm a moratorium. No, what's the word? Memento. Like, let's grab something, like, every time I use this mug.
We just have it.
Well, I'm not saying, like, let's smash. I mean, I used to do that all the time.
But, I mean, you see, in a pile of rubble, two concrete Majora's Mask figurines.
Do you know Damien
Deutscher? Yeah, I'll have one. Who?
Damien Deutscher?
I don't think so.
You and I went out the first day, and, we were canoeing and we were like guys that went by on a motorboat.
Oh, right.
I was like, I know those guys. Guy fixes my car. I seen him at Red Sun getting food. And they're like, hey, what's his name? Anyway, the guy who owns that property.
Yeah.
Colavino.
Okay.
Like, oh, you know Colavino? Who? No. He's like, oh yeah, I remember, like, you and your buddy or something, like, in the summertime, you guys were out there, like, just hanging out on this property.
Oh, because you told your brother about it.
No, they seen us, like, they came by on the boat afterwards. We were sitting up there, like, smoking jib or drinking booze and stealing those things.
Oh, yeah.
And they came by on their boat, and we were like, ugh.
Yeah, we're all fucked.
And they're like, what were you guys doing there? I'm like, oh, they're just stealing some stuff, taking pee, I don't know.
This is the first time you guys went out?
Yeah.
Spotted you? Fuck, man. You went to Colavino's.
Called yeah, we were like sitting on his back porch.
Oh yeah,
like,
we went to Rigo's Roost, stole all the shit, pissed off his bridge, went naked on it, jumped off it.
One of us was naked.
Went naked on it.
Dude, my brother fucking... What they do?
This guy's backyard.
My brother, like, he claims himself to be the fastest on the ice. He's like, I'm the fucking fastest. Every time we go out, like...
What do you mean, like Sea-Doo?
No, on his four-wheeler. And Sea-Doo as well. He just...
Yeah, I know he fucking goes.
Yeah, like, nobody can beat him, apparently.
He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He's fucking crazy. He's like, awesome.
They go... He goes
for it.
He has, like a Raptor 600, like 600 horsepower or something like that. And just going on the ice, like that same path that we took, they all take when it freezes over. And they go on their four-wheeler, it's just flying down the fucking ice, like all the way down. He says he just winds down these paths, just flying, sliding on the ice. Just
and like that's a world he knows.
He's and he's stoned out of so long. He's stoned and he's wasted. And he's just like feeling. Fuck, that's fun.
That's insanity. Like, and yeah, that your brother's known that world. Like, I couldn't even imagine that exists in LaSalle.
Like, we gym on a bike ride, and it's like, fuck, this is awesome.
But we didn't even do that. I haven't even done that once.
Yeah, we did.
No, coming back from Libro does not count.
Talking about a tour. No, we gymmed from Brunette Park that one night.
Oh, yeah. We rode bikes that night.
Yeah, we gymmed. We talked about aliens for a bit.
Yeah, but... Yeah, okay.
That wasn't
fair enough. Gym. Not a tour though. Not like we're going to the heights of the like fucking. Actually, we did Burnett, but that was it. That was the one stop.
Yeah.
One of my favorite drinking memories when I was young. I never drank like alone. Obviously, I was young and did it socially. But just went for a bike ride one day. Ended up with Burnett. Had a backpack full of vodka.
It was like was that with us?
No. It was just like
holy shit.
9 years ago, it was just like. One of my earliest just solo drinking. Don't know why I did it. I was just bored.
Oh, you were by yourself.
Like, probably like summer. Didn't have much to do. It was just like...
That's crazy. Like what if you got too drunk?
Like, it was like a Thursday. I was just like... Oh, I don't... Just bike riding. Who cares, right?
I went on that hill,
and I'm just drinking vodka. And like night kind of came and it's dark. And I'm just... It's just awesome. Just that's like a really cool solo experience. And
that sounds awesome.
At that time, I never, you know... Again, I kind of like drank alone. You know, sometimes I'll have a drink after work now and play games or whatever. But...
Yeah.
Awesome experience. Burnett's awesome. I love Burnett.
Burnett is really awesome.
It's just they have that. It's all trees, and they have that hill, and then there's just sky there, right? So it's like a nice little spot. There's a lot of mosquitoes, obviously, at the time. But
hey, what are we thinking for like cottage or campsite or?
I haven't looked
at. Oh, is this for the 22nd? Like we're for sure on the 22nd.
I feel like we all. It's like destiny.
But okay, so Kyle. Is the only one who's like, I'd rather not, but he will. So that's why we're doing it that day. Like, Doug can't.
No, I think he said he can't on the any other one than the one.
It's financial. Like, the farther away.
Did he call 22nd as like, it's got to be the earliest. On? Okay, yeah. All right, so everyone's good. Yeah. Everyone's good. Okay, fair enough, yeah. I mean, Doug wouldn't have been able to go if it was on the 19th.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And my weekend, I got my weekend screwed up, but I do have that weekend off, so.
Yeah, it works for me.
Gotta find something. We should think about like.
I looked in Tobermory, a few that are on the water.
Okay.
Hockey. Possibly. Hockey. If there's a little hill, like, it's all I want. Just enough to, like, and then hit, like, a tiny jump. It'd be fun to do for a couple hours, right?
Jump on skates?
Like, no, on snowboards. Like, just, like, hockey on the water, yeah.
It's a lot of work climbing a hill on foot.
We used to do it with, like when I started snowboarding, like how I learned.
I know, I did it just, as well.
Yeah, small hills. So it's like, I was thinking of like, obviously I don't want to go here, but the perfect thing would be like somewhere like Father's Cabin, where it's like, the water's there, but like that whole thing is like a hill next, just outside the door.
Yeah.
There's like little jumps to go off of and stuff.
I would love to find a place.
For a few hours out of the 2 days we're there. Sure, like, it'd be fucking fun.
I'd like to find a place that wasn't near any other cabin.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And it was just like, we have... Like,
that's scary, though.
We have like 20 acres of just freaking each other out and like...
Oh, I don't want that.
Just like, we can like yell as much as we want.
At night, like, with flashlights, all warm. It'd
be fucking amazing.
No, I'll stay indoors, thank you, with the lights on.
There's... Splash somebody in the water.
Yeah, you guys are going to be like drunk out there in the cold. Like, the only time that happens is when we go fucking snowboarding. And it's always a bad thing. There's no way I'm
in doing a controlled that. Environment.
There's no way. I mean, there's no one in those other fucking cabins. That's why we go so fucking crazy, like when we go snowboarding. And like we're just out in the cold, drunk. That's so dangerous.
It's not that bad. They're manicured paths.
There's not gonna be in your situation where exactly. we're like out the fucking
that's the thing.
Yeah, that's just where you're planning on going out there. Pitch black. You're gonna be like, I'm gonna freak him out. I'm gonna run 50 yards in this direction and then like into a puddle. Now my leg's cold. All of a sudden I can't feel it anymore. And now I can't walk and I'm frozen.
Into some pit. I'm gonna freak him out into this corner.
You could fucking trip on anything because it's covered in snow. And just like not have your.
I'm gonna go tripping in the snow?
That's how easily you can get into serious trouble because you don't have your fucking whiskey bro with you.
Oh.
Like. This isn't fucking...
We don't get in trouble, though.
I'm talking about
we've known
real trouble.
No, I'm talking about, we haven't gotten
like,
trouble.
Someone saying, hey, you kids. I'm talking about I'm hurt and I can't get up and they can't hear me and, like,
and the
I'm
bear smells your blood.
I'm going to freeze to death.
The bear smells your blood and the bear's coming.
You hit your head and pass out? You just pass out without hitting your head? Fatal.
I don't think I'll go that far into the woods without somebody.
Let's pick the place first and then debate it.
I'm just saying, man. Not me. I'll stay inside with the lights on. That's it.
What I found is, like, average, like, 250 a night.
Really?
That's but they're, like, gorgeous places.
Yeah, like, we got to find Grimers.
250
a night. Do we want Grimers or do we want to each pay $100?
You said 250 a night.
Exactly. There's six of us going. We pay $100.
Oh, yeah, each. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I got you. I
thought and
you
we like, get a gorgeous fucking place.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry, I thought you meant per person.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not paying $500 for this weekend.
Find Grimers.
Give me a fucking Grimer, please.
Yeah, $500 total.
Which is not bad.
And yeah, that's like top notch.
Yeah, that's completely like within what I expect to pay. Like maybe a little higher. For the whole weekend, yeah. So that's not bad.
Are we cool with going to Tobermory or do we want to go somewhere different?
I don't give a shit.
I feel like this is there. The conversation right here. This is as deep as it's getting.
Yeah, this is the core.
And then we're booking it.
It is. You can find. There's a cabin I want to get. I got a vision for it. And it doesn't matter where it is. You know what I mean? Like,
what's that? What do you see? Wood walls? Like an actual log cabin?
Yeah, just a certain level of comfort, which is not very high, right? Like,
what were some of the other criteria
and then, that I mentioned? The surrounding area. Like, just stuff around there to do. Like, if there's a lake that we can actually. A pond or a hill. So some seclusion would be nice.
It's not like go outside to get some sun, you know, like in the summer, it's just like, let's go outside and play catch. Like that's not happening in the winter. Like if you're looking for anything, like anything outdoor related has to be like an activity. Like you're only doing it once for a couple of hours.
Yeah. You go back.
You know what I mean? So like if it's close to water, great. We'll play hockey once for 3 hours. But if it's not, I'll just do something else for those 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like.
It would be equally as fun, I think, to stay inside while the snow's coming down outside. Yeah. And the beautiful fucking night sky. We could just walk out and just sit on the deck and drink beers.
That's cool. Have a barbecue.
Overlooking the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking huge fire. Like,
yeah.
If we can get a fire going out in the cold, it'd be so awesome.
Yeah. On the deck. Burn the fucking place down.
What the fuck?
We're the only three who want to do that, by the way.
Damn, no, we're not. So fucking cold, so. No, we're not.
Oh, I don't think Dan will.
Everyone would get into that.
Yeah. Think so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not, like, I think that's just, like, a primal instinct.
We'll be, and I feel like the days will be longer because you'll be indoors. You know what I mean? Like, we'll be forced to,
playing, like, beer pong and shit. And, like,
yeah. Remember, like,
just, when we went to the games and stuff?
When we went to, Cashew Lake. Was it Cashew Lake?
Yeah, Cashew Lake.
We went to Cashew Lake. It was, like, like just
beer pong
sitting down like playing throwing chess, ping pong like, at the wall like see where it lands game watching movies like hanging out
and if we have like a couple of them have that like that overlook where you're standing up here and there's like a big hangout down at the bottom where you just fucking jump over it and land on the couch and stuff.
Yeah,
didn't Tim break his ankle or something like that?
Oh yeah.
Snowboarding.
Idiot.
Full game setup, online or offline.
When I think classes. Of Blue Mountain, that's what I think of, by the way.
What's close that? To a hill for when snowboard jumps, close to water for hockey, hot tub possibly. Oh, yeah. Close to a bar for, like, just one night, but very low on, like, the list of what we need. Like, wouldn't it be cool, like just to have a to go for dinner one
walk two blocks nights? And there's like a water hole. Yeah.
Yeah, like just a little bar to go to, get some meat. Like one of the nights, that'd be cool.
That's and October Mori has bars, but I'm pretty sure that town just shuts down for winter.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
On site early Friday morning, leave Sunday, no rush after lunch. Is everyone else good for that? So like yep. Thursday off.
Yeah.
Awesome. I gotta see what's going on upstairs.
Friday.
I'm gonna take
off. Yeah, Friday off.
I'm gonna take off soon right now.
Oh yeah.
Is she right now?
Hopefully my car gets into different gear other than first.